is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's Pretzelfest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzelfest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This scores.broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. We are here at Fort Loramie for a Division VII high school football region quarterfinal. Fort Loramie Redskins, St. Henry Redskins. Fort Loramie 6-5, coming off a big 42-35 comeback win over Southeastern. St. Henry 4-7, keeping Riverside out of the end zone last week. St. Henry won on the road by a final tally of 28-5. Fort Loramie's defense second half last week was absolutely unbelievable. Two big plays in the third quarter by Fort Loramie's D helped turn the tide. A fourth down stop of Hayden Davis just on the fringe of red zone territory. That was a big play. Calder Bergman, Damian Bruns led the charge. Brock McCumber assisted. And just 2 minutes later, Max Maurer of Fort Loramie, a big interception on the goal line. Fort Loramie took over on the one, worked the football out of trouble. After an exchange of punts, Fort Loramie went on a long drive. Redskins had two long scoring drives in the second half. Meanwhile, they punched in one after a punt by Southeastern from its own end zone. Three touchdowns, Fort Loramie, overcoming a 35-21 halftime deficit to win the 7-42-35, holding Southeastern to just a pair of first downs in the entire second half. As sometimes, Chuck, offense, defense, a couple of outstanding plays can spur the whole unit. That's what happened last week. And it was the entire second half. Fort Loramie's defense was a rock of Gibraltar, and it was the best defense Fort Loramie had played since probably the first half over at Columbus Academy 7 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, I got to listen to the game. I was at Anna, but what I listened to, it's obvious that Loramie at halftime made some great adjustments,
yep,
especially on the defensive side of the ball. And for them to win that game, I honestly, when they were down, I was thinking, well, I saw Southeastern. They're pretty good, but I didn't think they were like 15, 20 points better than Loramie. So I'm glad to see Loramie made the run and came back. This should be a heck of a football game tonight.
We'll hear from Spencer Wells, Fort Loramie's sixth-year head coach, in a moment. He will talk about those adjustments made by defensive coaches in just a few minutes. Redskins reeled off 80 plays in that game last week. Southeastern 58. Fort Loramie piled up 442 yards. Redskins fashioned a gaudy third down percentage of 64%, 9 of 14. Maxwell Maurer snared 7 passes for 107 yards. One went for 25 and a score. Carter Eilerman hauled in 6 for 71. He snatched 1 for 24 yards. Gabe Hart, in his second game starting at quarterback, junior, Gabe Hart was amazing, razor sharp, 16 of 22 for 199 yards. And in the second half, on those touchdown marches, he whistled a few passes into tight windows to help lead the Redskins to victory. A monster game turned in by Will Holland. 192 yards, Chuck, 37 totes of the football. Ray Hoyne came in, spelled Will for part of a series. And what did Hoyne do? 2 rushes, 32 yards total. Offensive line for Fort Loramie second half
had to be terrific.
Was getting it done. The entire defense was phenomenal. How about freshman Caden Cantwell opened the game for Fort Loramie with a terrific 73-yard kickoff return. The opponent, St. Henry, may feature a sophomore by the name of Charlie Werling.
He is the one that is running with the first team up.
Okay. He was nicked up a little bit at the end of the game last week, St. Henry at Riverside. But Werling has been quarterbacking. He loves to rush the football. 150 yards a game on the ground. Completion rate not real high, just 42%. He's got 3 fleet receivers. Short passing game for St. Henry is very, very good. But got to keep an eye out for Werling. It'll be an adjustment for the Redskins of Fort Loramie this week, defending the QB running the ball. Last week it was this big Hayden Davis from that fullback spot. Entirely different approach by Fort Loramie's defense.
Oh, sure.
Werling will span the whole width of the field, rushing the football from the QB spot.
Well, and you hear him say this on TV all the time when the quarterback runs. It gives you an extra blocker because you got the running back leading the way for you. The quarterback's not going to lead you into the hole, but the running back will. So that gives you an extra blocker. And if you got a good running quarterback and you're not afraid to get him hurt, it's a real weapon.
Werling is 6'1", 195 pounds. St. Henry has scored 8 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. Just like Fort Loramie last week, St. Henry was terrific on the defensive side of the ball. Owen Zimmerman, a weapon punting for St. Henry. Nearly 40 yards per punt, among the top 3 or 4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Brody Schwartz, a linebacker, 69 tackles, 8 for lost yardage. Linebacker Dominic Schwartz has 5 quarterback sacks. Very good receiver for this St. Henry club is a young man by the name of Beckman. He's got a couple picks as well, averaging 14 yards per reception. He's joined by a couple of other good receivers on the outside. St. Henry is dangerous. So is the other horde of Redskins, Fort Loramie. 2 teams right now, Chuck, really at the pinnacle of their game for the entire 2023 season. Each put its best football out on the gridiron last week.
Well, we're watching the seeds of number 11 and number 15. We would have been doing an away game if St. Henry would have lost last week. But when you send the Mac up to Riverside, I don't care. The Mac's going to win every time. So we're not shocked that we're here doing the game. But this could be a terrific game tonight. I mean, both teams playing very well. A lot of athletes out there on the field. I'm excited.
Hayden Beckman, a wideout for St. Henry, is joined by Carter LaGuire, Curtis Putoff, Jared Neatfeld. Ball distributed about the same amount to the first three of those four. Beckman has got
That's a good St. Henry name, isn't it, Beckman?
Yep, he's got the speed to take it the distance from anywhere on the field. Kicking game, very well done by St. Henry. Young man by the name of Gonzalez, extra point kicker, deluxe, and he's 4 of 8 on field goals. So if St. Henry is stopped short of the end zone, don't be surprised if head coach Brad Luthman tees it up and goes for three, especially if it's a tight score. Brad Luthman, head man at St. Henry in year number 11, 2006 Toledo grad. He assisted Coach Goodwin at Marion Local the 2 years before coming to St. Henry. Luthman was on the 2003 state championship football team at Versailles, played for Al Hetrick back then. Spencer Wells, sixth year at Fort Loramie, needs no introduction. I'll give it to you anyway. He assisted at Marion Local, as did Brad Luthman. Spencer was a quarterback coach at Wapakoneta before coming to Fort Loramie, also assisted at Salina and Allen East. And Spencer was on the 2005 state championship football team at Delphi St. John's. So both head coaches here tonight have been on state championship clubs when they were high school players. Yep. In the MAC.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that you are much more capable of keeping your kids on the right level for a playoff game when you've been there yourself.
Isn't that the truth? We'll hear from head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. Playoff football just around the corner. Kickoff in 20 minutes. It is St. Henry on the road at Fort Loramie here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Brisk wind advancing across the field from the west, southwest, here to the east side where we are located in the press box. Fans filing in A good section of people across the way from St. Henry have taken seats. Good crowd from Fort Loramie down below. It's gotten overcast, Chuck. I don't think the rain chance is high.
I don't think it is either.
It's very low. But it is supposed to be overcast tonight and into tomorrow before clearing off some on Sunday and Monday. Well, as you well know, Fort Loramie came from behind in fantastic fashion last week to edge Southeastern 42-35. It was a Will Holland run from just inside the 10-yard line in the last half minute that spelled the difference. It was all set up by great defensive play by the Fort Loramie Redskins. That defensive 11, the defensive coaches were phenomenal. And head coach Spencer Wells was elated with that triumph 1 week ago.
Yeah, just incredibly proud of our guys. You know, that was a, I told him after the game, like, I ain't going to forget tonight, fellas. Like, this was a special one. You know, just the adversity that they fought through, defense, pitching a shutout. I mean, Jack, when you give up 35 in the first half and come out in the second half and pitch a shutout, what a great job by our defensive coaches, led by Coach Frilling and Coach Summers. They're our co-defensive coordinators, and they just did an outstanding job. They made a good adjustment. We just slid our front to their strength, and as simple as that sounds, it really gave them fits, and so that was a great adjustment on their part. But I also thought we just played with some confidence. You know, once we got that first stop, you could just tell their whole demeanor changed. You know, then we get an interception with Maxwell, and you know, they were flying around on defense, something that we knew that they could do, and just kind of waiting for them to show that next gear. And I think once they got some confidence, it came out, and so hopefully we can carry that into this week. And yeah, the run game, the offensive line in the second half, you know, the key stat of all the stats is we had the ball for 18 of the 24 minutes in the second half and just totally, you know, grinded on them. So credit to our guys.
As we surmised, strength of schedule was a factor. Not that Southeastern didn't play a difficult schedule. They lost to three league champs, West Liberty and West Jeff. Mm-hmm. Won the OHC North, tied for it. They both beat Southeastern. But your schedule was unbelievably tough. In fact, I think six opponents you played this year amassed 40-some victories.
Yes.
Including Academy that went 9-1, Versailles been state-ranked all season long.
Yeah.
Formidable schedule, and it paid off come playoff time.
Yeah, no doubt. All those teams that beat us are still playing,
yep.
And they're probably going to make good runs here. So, yeah, it paid off. You know, I think, you know, you could just tell, in all respect to Southeastern, you know, their coaching staff did an outstanding job. Their kids played their tails off. But to your point, you could feel it. You know, you could feel that things had changed in that second half, that physically, you know, just the comments from our players coming off the field, some of the things that they were saying, just, you know, coach, keep running the football. We got them. You know, they're wearing down. Like, just, and it was one of those, it was comments like that that you love to hear, like, okay, we'll keep grinding on them then if that's what you guys want to do. And I don't know how many times since I've been here, Jack, we've had a running back get 20 carries, let alone Will had dang near 40 with 37. Yeah, it was just one of those nights. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, Gabe Hart looked like a fifth-year senior. It looked like his 11th start of the season, yet it was just his second. He looked refined, polished, and connected in tight windows often.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think he completed over 70% of his passes, 200 yards, two touchdowns. He had the one pick, and I, you know, really I credit more the play that young man made for Southeastern. I mean, that safety ball hawked it, fluke out of nowhere, made one heck of a play. So I don't even think that was necessarily a bad throw by him. But, man, he has been so impressive. You know, he's making me look like a dummy, I think, saying, why didn't we? Yeah, him and Maxwell both, you know, Maxwell, and that's totally fine. I'm happy to look like a dummy right now. So they, Maxwell, in the two games he's been at receivers, our leading receiver, he's got 14 catches for 250 yards and two touchdowns. Gabe dealing it around with a ton of confidence and poise. And, you know, there's things that we're going to continue to focus on to get better. But yeah, you know, for his second start in an environment like that where, you know, you've got to have it. I mean, the last drive, Jack, it was first and 15, And I know we talked about how we ran the ball in the last drive, but if he didn't complete two big passes initially to start that drive, then it would have been over. So one was a third and eight, you know, to keep the drive alive, and he threw it to Maxwell, you know. So both those guys have stepped up so much into their new roles, and it's been a ton of fun to see.
Caden Cantwell, special teams, outstanding performance.
Yeah, man, what a fun time there. I mean, he's a freshman with a ton of speed. Challenged those young guys, said, you know, show us that you deserve to get on the field here. You know, practice hard, make some plays against our varsity when you're on the scout teams, and get our attention. And he certainly did, and it was one of those, let's throw him a kickoff return and see what he can do. And, yeah, that was huge to start the game. I mean, the momentum that gets you is critical. So, yeah, he's been doing an outstanding job.
Spencer Wells, sixth-year head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's regional quarterfinal playoff game, Fort Loramie against St. Henry. And it's a team you know. This is a running quarterback-oriented high school football team in St. Henry here in 2023.
Yeah, you know, a lot of respect for Coach Luthman and their staff. We've played them a few times since I've been here, and they do a great job. You know, they're going to come in and fight like dogs, and, you know, that's not going to surprise us. I mean, we're going to expect that. So we've got to be ready to go right away, hopefully find a way to set the tone ourselves. They've got a lot of skill. They're big up front. You know, they've got a really good receiver in Beckman, their quarterback, like you said, and Whirling. He can throw it. He can run it. It really starts there with their offense. And they do a lot of unique looks. I mean, some stuff that I haven't seen out of Coach Luthman, you know, more empty, some unbalanced. You know, it looks much more like a spread offense than a ground and pound type that we've typically come to expect when we play these guys. So they present some unique challenges. Their defense is aggressive as heck. I mean, we pretty much both now play the same scheme. You know, we're a 3-4 slanting front. We're going to blitz like crazy, live in 5 and 6 man pressures, try to get to you before we get to them. And, yeah, it's going to be a challenge to make sure that we can run the football, but also maybe take advantage of their aggression. You know, that's got to be something that we can't be surprised by.
St. Henry, a Midwest Athletic Conference opponent, playing a non-MAC foe in Fort Loramie, probably expects to win the football game.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I mean, and that's this time of year, those are the teams that you want to play. I mean, you know, we expect to win. You know, so like that's why it's so fun this time of year.
Yeah.
Is you've got programs that have a lot of pride that no matter the situation, they're going to expect to win the game. You know, if they feel like if they play their best football that, you know, we can find a way. Yeah, that's why this matchup is so much fun, and we're going to have a great week and be ready to go.
Words of Spencer Wells, sixth-year head coach at Fort Loramie. Great comments, Chuck. He painted a picture for St. Henry and Fort Loramie in terms of schemes, formations, and what we can expect tonight. The two clubs similar in many ways, as he noted.
He does such a good job. He's such a nice man on top of that. Not something you say a lot about head football coaches, quite honestly. But, he did. I mean, their adjustments, their offensive line had to have been outstanding in the second half last week, running and protecting on the pass. And that's what they're going to have to do tonight.
Offensive line play will be critical to running game performance here this evening. Fort Loramie's offensive line has been stellar most of the year. Junior Lewis Hart at tackle. Senior Jason Siegel at tackle. Senior Roger Hoying at a guard. Junior Ben Plyman at a guard. And senior Braden Frilling at center. As St. Henry counters with 1, 2, 3, 4 young men, Chuck, who are in the 6'3", 6'4 range. Nick Berkey, senior offensive lineman, 213. Jake Gerlach, junior, 6'4", 185-pounder. Chris Berkey, senior, 6'4", 215. And Braden Heitbrink, a junior, 6'3", 200-pounder. A lot of muscle up front for both clubs. And that's where this ball game will be won and lost, I think. We're not going to see 63 points like we saw 1 year ago.
I don't think we are either. No. I think both defenses are too good. Now, both teams have pretty good offenses, so you just never know. But the fact that they know each other that well, they're going to adjust defensively on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be whoever makes the least amount of mistakes, don't turn the ball over, and don't have a lot of penalties.
And Gabe Hart starts game number three at quarterback for Fort Loramie as a junior.
Haven't seen him yet.
The QB for St. Henry is a sophomore. Yeah. Charlie Worling, 6'1", 195. He rushed for 354 and three scores in St. Henry's most recent wins over Fort Recovery and Riverside.
Wow. Mm.
We'll return with more. We've got some additional comments to make before the kickoff. Wind blowing from the southwest to the northeast. It will be a factor in this game tonight. No chance of rain. Cloudy skies overhead. But precip chance is zero. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie, St. Henry. It's a Division 7 region quarterfinal in high school football on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School Football Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. We're about 3 or 4 minutes away from kickoff here tonight. Chuck, last week Fort Loramie clearly a strength of schedule advantage playing Southeastern. No knock on Southeastern. Some good foes in that OHC, but at top to bottom 1 through 10, Fort Loramie a stringent schedule, more so than Southeastern. Not so much tonight. St. Henry beat St. Mary's in week one.
St. Mary's is impressive.
They're 7-4. Yep. And still playing football. That was a 17-0 opening week win by St. Henry over St. Mary's. Lost to Minster 7-2, beat New Bremen 13-10, gave up four TDs to Versailles. No shame in that.
Got thumped by Anna.
Did get romped over by Anna. The Rockets have had a good history against St. Henry.
Yeah.
What I look at is the St. Henry Redskins have won 3 of their last 5. Good combination of offense and defense over the last 5 weeks, playing their best ball of the year. St. Henry will not back down like maybe Southeastern did a little bit in the fourth quarter last week.
Oh, no. St. Henry plays this kind of football game every weekend, so they're ready.
Exactly. That is our point. Kickoff is next here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We are seconds away from the opening kick to start the game here tonight at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins won the toss, deferred to the second half. Will kick to St. Henry to launch action here tonight. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, there are key building components for these two teams tonight. Each wants to establish the run game. Which offensive line will excel? Key building components for Fort Loramie and St. Henry this evening. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Opening kickoff return by St. Henry from way back around the 5-yard line up the far side of the field, right in front of the St. Henry bench, out to about the 24 or 25 yard line. Michael Gonzalez, who does the place kicking for St. Henry, a 5'9", 165-pound junior, brought it back up the field. Good coverage by the Redskins of Fort Loramie, who wound up kicking off with the win to start the game after winning the toss.
Yeah, it was a nice kick. It was a very nice kick.
St. Henry's whirling in the spread. 6'1", sophomore, very good runner. Takes the snap from center, keeps, dances around the left side, picks his way. He is on the edge of the Fort Loramie defense and steps forward for three. Second down, 7. Tell you what, Chuck, if Fort Loramie can limit St. Henry on the ground to an average of 3 for the night, that's pretty daggone good.
Yeah, they'll take that.
Yep. As Coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie noted in the pregame, you will see an empty backfield at times for St. Henry. We see it now. Two receivers wide right. Whirling at QB, gives to the man in motion who tries to cut it back against the grain. He knifes up to about the 30-yard line. He's decked right there.
Yeah, a little jet screen. Well played by Loramie. They stayed home. They stayed in their lanes.
Ryan Worley, a senior, 5'11", 175-pounder, not to be confused with the quarterback, Charlie Whirling, ING on the end, ran the ball last time for St. Henry, setting up a 3rd and 6. Lewis Hart in there on the stop for Fort Loramie. Passing down here for Charlie Whirling. 3 steps back in the pocket. Whoops, we got a pre-snap foul against St. Henry.
Now, last night that would have been a substitution, but now it actually is illegal procedure.
Yes. Correct call is made. New line of scrimmage inside the 25 at the 23.5, so it's now 3rd and every bit of 9 to go for a first down.
Yeah, it's about 11.
You're right, it's beyond the original line of scrimmage. Line to gain is up at the 35. Line of scrimmage between the 23 and 24. Against a stiff wind, Whirling rolling right, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, fires to the first down marker far side. It's punched out, incomplete. Receiver was there, had it momentarily. Ball intended for Beckman. Aiden Beckman was available. Aiden Boland for Fort Loramie drilled him from behind, sent the ball flying, incomplete forward pass, standout defensive play.
Yeah, outstanding, because that was going to be a first down.
And here we've got Zimmerman in punt formation for St. Henry against a stiff 20-25 mile-an-hour wind. It is blowing steadily. Low snap. He dropped it. Picks it up. And it's a squib kick off the right side of his foot. Up over the 25. It's going to roll to a stop between the 30 and 35-yard line. Uh-oh, did Fort Loramie touch it?
Yes.
Is it St. Henry's ball?
Yep.
It is. What a turn of events. Fort Loramie and St. Henry backed up. And it was a poor kick after a snap from center that was low, fumbled momentarily in the offensive backfield by St. Henry. Then the kick might have been touched.
Well, he was sitting on the ground, and the ball rolled up and touched his leg. Man, when it bent that badly, you shouldn't be within 20 yards of where it's going to land.
Exactly. Let that ball roll to a stop.
They're talking it over.
At the St. Henry 33 or 34, here comes St. Henry's offense back onto the field. Fort Loramie's defense is out there. We've had no instructions from the officials as to what exactly did take place. Head coach Brad Luthman for St. Henry is out at the numbers on the far side. We played less than 2 minutes. St. Henry did nothing in three plays. In fact, went minus one in the first three plays of this game, was forced to punt against the wind. The kicker, Zimmerman, was way back around the 6 or 7 yard line. It was a low snap. He did manage eventually to get a hold of it. By that time, Fort Loramie was on top of him. I don't think the punt was deflected,
no.
Chuck. Wasn't touched.
He was trying to run to his right, had pressure, and tried to kick it just real low. He had no choice.
And it was a very, very short punt. And it was a live ball up the field after the punt. And Fort Loramie mistakenly may have nudged it. A player on the ground for Fort Loramie may have gotten a piece of the football. If that's the case, St. Henry...
I don't have any idea what this discussion has to
be. No, me neither. St. Henry will have possession up around the 35-yard line, so they'll get a new set of four downs and will have gained about 10 or 12 yards. But guess what? Fort Loramie's offense is coming back on the field.
Somehow, I don't know if they decided the ball had stopped rolling, so they blew it dead. That is the only thing that could have been what they were talking about.
And I don't think the St. Henry coaching staff
not
is,
very happy.
Nope, not satisfied one bit. Uh-uh. And I don't blame them because the officials seem to indicate...
Well, the one did.
That it was St. Henry possession.
Yep. I mean, I don't know. If one of them said, hey, you had the call, but I blew the whistle, that's the end of the play. Doesn't matter what happened after that.
Those are the breaks of the game in any sport that can really dictate an outcome. We've got, obviously, 46 minutes yet to play, so anything can happen in this contest. But Fort Loramie, having kicked off, gets field position inside the 35-yard line of St. Henry. And I think that's Brad Luthman still on the field for St. Henry. And the officials have been invited by Coach Luthman to re-huddle, and they're doing just that. Chuck, we'll take a break.
Let's just take a couple.
Yep, we'll return in a couple of minutes. No score, 10:14 left to go first quarter. Whose ball it is, we don't know on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
And we welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. Nothing resolved yet. The officials are still huddled at about the 35-yard line in St. Henry's end of the field. Is it Fort Loramie ball? Did the whistle blow the ball dead, the punt, before a Fort Loramie player might have touched it, or was the ball still live? I think the referees have had time to call a friend, to use a lifeline.
How did they? Okay, they decided. They said, after they huddled forever, and they said, okay, Loramie ball. And then St. Henry's sideline complains to him, and now they're there again. He either blew the whistle or he didn't. That's not going to change. It shouldn't change from what they said the first time.
No, without replay, I don't see how you can alter. No. You can't alter the initial decision. You can't do it.
Well, I think they just did.
Well, Fort Loramie.
Okay, there you go.
Fort Loramie fans,
they got the ball.
Are elated, and it's Redskins of Fort Loramie possession inside the 35 of St. Henry at the 34-yard line.
Well, Fort Loramie got a break, boy. That if they would have told that a fumble in St. Henry's ball, nobody could have complained because it did hit his leg. I saw it. And it was still moving, so I don't know how the whistle could have blown.
Yep, St. Henry on the year, I think, is -4 in the takeaway turnover category. They did come up with three big picks last week at Riverside, but was very much on the minus side through the 10-game regular season schedule. St. Henry almost got the ball back right there. That would have technically been a takeaway. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing, very high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. First play from the 35-yard line is Will Holland. That's the tailback blast, and he carves out a quick 7.5 down to the 27-yard line of St. Henry. Wow. Second down, about 2.5 to go for a first down.
Nice job by the offensive line, but boy, does he make his lineman good because he hits that hole so fast and so hard.
If his burst is quick. It is Holland again, given to him by Hart. Holland wiggles to the line of scrimmage, falls over it, gets beyond the line to gain. He nets 4, and it's a first down for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at the 24 of St. Henry. First and 10 for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Thanks to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. Established in 1946, one of the very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers for a long, long time. Gabe Hart wants to throw. He's back at the 38-yard line. Now he's going to run. He streaks up the field. He's tumbled down shy of the 20. He did manage to elude one St. Henry player and generate about 3 or 4 on the play, shy of the St. Henry 20-yard line. Second down, between 6 and 7 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. No score, opening 3 minutes of the game.
That was a good choice by Hart. He was looking for the slant. It was covered up, and he just took off with it.
Here is Gabe, empty backfield, 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. And we have got a timeout by St. Henry. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Back in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, Fort Loramie needs to cash in on this great opportunity here in the first 4 minutes of this game. 8:49 to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie with a second and a little more than 6, less than 7. Outside the 20 of St. Henry. Here's a sweep to the right. It's Holland. Holland trudges up the field. Outside the numbers on the near side. He's pulled down in the area of the 18-yard line. He garnered 2 or 3, leaving Fort Loramie short by 3 full yards. This is 4-down territory, no doubt. The wind would be at the back of Aiden Bolin, the field goal kicker. But I think if the Redskins squeeze out a yard or two here, they will go for it.
That'd be a 35-yard field goal from there.
Fort Loramie with 2 receivers flank left. Holland adjacent to Hart in the backfield. Short drop. Here comes blitz pressure. Oh, Hart's got a cavity. An opening. He zips through. He's at the 15, the 10. Jaunts down short of the 5. He made one man miss. Close to being sacked a few yards behind the line. Good decision by Gabe Hart. Doesn't look like it's his third game at quarterback.
No, I'll tell you, we saw him have to come in and relieve Maxwell a little bit in early in the season, and we liked him. And and their coaching staff, they made a great choice to move it.
Goal to go from the 8 for Fort Loramie, 7:44 to go here in the first quarter. So many thanks to Nick Meyer and Jerry Garrett at Knox Machinery, who may be tuned in. They could be in the stands here tonight. A couple of Fort Loramie people. Oh, here's a quick slant by Fort Loramie. And let's see. Flag on the play. St. Henry held up. The ball was hiked. Pass completed for a touchdown, but it is negated. Offside St. Henry. That'll move it half the distance down to the 4.
Did you see the catch that Maurer just made on that throw that didn't count?
It was
behind him, and he caught it with one hand behind his back. That was amazing.
It goes for naught, but he can still put it on his own personal highlight reel. Here's Gabe Hart handing off to Holland. It's a delay in the offensive backfield. It's sniffed out. Middle of the St. Henry defensive front in there on the tackle. Well done by Dominic Schwartz. New gain, second and goal, 4-yard line. Maybe just inside the 4. We played 5 minutes, opening quarter, no score. Fort Loramie threatening thanks to very good field position at the St. Henry 35 after a very poor punt by St. Henry, which followed a bad snap. Here's Hart back to throw.
Boy.
Oh, and it's a sack at the 10-yard line, just shy of the 10.
He handed off to Holland.
Holland got the ball eventually. You talk about diagnosed. That was smelled out by the defensive front. Brody Schwartz in there on the tackle for St. Henry. And the St. Henry Redskins stand tall. Fort Loramie had a goal to go from the 4. Now it's a goal to go from the 6. St. Henry's defensive line has been stellar here at the tail end of this Fort Loramie drive. Trips to the right. Man in motion. Does Hart get the time he needs? He rolls right. Looks. Throws in the flat. It is caught down near the goal line. But Will Holland on the run. He's punched out of bounds. A half yard short. Goal to go. Fort Loramie 2 feet away from the end zone. Fourth down coming. Holland, who's running parallel to Hart, who is sprinting on a boot to the right. He hit Holland at the 3. He fought to the 2-foot line. Goal to go. Hart gives it to Holland. Holland up the middle. He piles over center. He stacked up a foot short. He did not make it. St. Henry submarined him. And St. Henry takes over 99 and a half yards away from its end zone.
What a defensive stand that was by St. Henry.
Yep, we talked before the game, hinted during the pregame about how there's no way that Fort Loramie is going to put 40 up on the board this year like it did in the two previous meetings against St. Henry, including last season right here in the playoffs. This St. Henry defense is very good, and it has gotten better and better all year long. Blanked a potent Riverside team in terms of touchdowns last week. Whirling under center, and he hands off the ball carrier. He is piled up at the line of scrimmage. He just barely got out of the end zone at the half-yard line. It was Ryan Worley. No, Whirling kept it, didn't give it to Worley. Whirling, the QB, snaked his way out of the end zone and got to the 2-foot line. Second down and 10 for St. Henry.
Well, they obviously had a safety against them last week if they gave up 5 points.
Yep. They scored a safety. Did St. Henry last week. Its defense was fantastic. Or I should say gave up a safety to St. Henry last week.
Safety.
Yep. Here's a running play by St. Henry between right tackle and guard. And the ball carrier, Hillsman, shoots out to the 6. That was about all Riverside could muster, 140 yards total last week. That was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's just face it, that's not a real good leg. You won the leg, but if you're playing a MAC team.
Field goal and a safety, that was it. Riverside could generate no more, 5 points. Third and 5, St. Henry. Here's a pass out in the left flat, very wide of the mark. Intended on the play for Beckman. He couldn't come up with it. Whirling led him too much at the numbers on the near sideline. And it is fourth down. Gonzalez will punt from his end zone. 4:41 to go here in the opening quarter. And this first period has been played down deep in St. Henry's end. Gonzalez is 9.5 yards deep in the end zone to take the long snap from center here. Fort Loramie will return the punt from about the 35. This snap to Gonzalez is a good one. Very low kick. Oh, it's a sidewinder. It hits like a pitching wedge up over the 20-yard line. That's about as far as it went in the air. Then it stuck, took a sideways bounce. Fort Loramie will take it.
There was not a Fort Loramie player on that half of the field while that ball was rolling. I think they discussed it.
Yep, 4:33 to go here in the opening quarter. Had a long delay in the first few minutes of the game because Fort Loramie was declared at one point to have touched a rolling punt that was on the ground. Whistle had blown it dead. There was no such touch. Fort Loramie then was stopped on downs inside the two. Here's a pass by Hart with the wind. He overthrows in the end zone. We've got pass interference against St. Henry.
Yeah, he stood in front and didn't allow him to run his route. He's complaining, but you can't do that. You can't make contact in the end zone and not let the guy get to the spot where he's trying to get.
I think that was Carter Eilerman on a deep post.
Yep, I think so. Oh, they're calling offensive pass interference.
Oh, my goodness. That's the call?
What the heck?
Fort Loramie crowd can't believe it. And we are confused as well. It's going to be first down all over again for Fort Loramie. And 30 yards to go, or I should say 25 to go, for a first down. Ball marked for play at the 36. That's a turn of events.
I sure didn't see that. I mean, they made contact in the end zone. The receiver's allowed to run his route. I don't get that one.
4:29 to go in the first. St. Henry is on defense. Fort Loramie on offense, facing a first and 25. Hart to throw back at the 50. It's in the right flat. It's bobbled, popped up in the air, almost intercepted by St. Henry. And then I think on the rebound, Maxwell Maurer made a nifty catch for a short gain.
Yeah, that was a heck of a catch. He did a good job of keeping that from being intercepted because that was close.
Oh, St. Henry's defense, Chuck, is spot on. That was almost intercepted. And St. Henry appears to be well-schooled.
They're ready, yes, exactly.
Prepared for this game. Second down, 22 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 35 of St. Henry. Gabe Hart has time on this occasion. Throws a short pass across the line of scrimmage. Catch, ball carrier, or I should say the receiver, has his knees cut out from under him right away. Again, small advance. That was Carter Eilerman.
Dominic Swartz on the tackle. And boy, he stopped him right in his tracks.
Eilerman and Maurer catch two passes in a row for a net gain of about 5 or 6. Third and 18 for Fort Loramie. Hart from his 40. Looking. And here comes the pocket around him collapsing. Down he goes. He got back to the line of scrimmage. And that's it.
Got a score for you. Anna is tied with Williamsburg 8-8 at the end of the first quarter.
How about that? Nick Bertke in there on the stop along with Nick Layfeld for St. Henry. And Fort Loramie's played this entire first quarter, the opening 9 minutes of this game, in St. Henry's end of the field. Nothing to show for it.
Now, I'll tell you, St. Henry's defense has come to play. They could truly be down 2 touchdowns with the way their offense and their punter has done.
Yep. Here is Spencer Knopf at the 46 of St. Henry. He needs to punt this toward the corner of the field. We've got a penalty marker before the hike, and the back judge, I think, has got delay of game. 2:26 left in the first. Redskins of Fort Loramie penalized 5 more yards. No score. St. Henry's defense has been razor sharp, keeping Fort Loramie out of the end zone.
Yep.
In the opening several minutes of this contest. Knopf now will take the snap on his side of the 50. He'll have the wind at his back. He gets the kick away. Excellent one. And yeah, hits down inside the 10 and takes a big-time bounce for St. Henry and shoots on into the end zone. St. Henry will start first and 10 from the 20-yard line. And unlike a year ago when it was 43-20, this might be a 13-10 game.
Well, I'll tell you, right now it's the slugfest.
Yep.
And I was thinking on that pass interference, you got an official crew that took 45 minutes to make a decision on whose ball it was. So it doesn't shock me they missed a pass interference.
2:14 left in the first, no score. St. Henry possession at the St. Henry 20. Charlie Werling, 195 pounds, 6'1", sophomore QB, running the show. He's got Worley behind him. Worley gets the call, gaping hole, left guard and tackle, and he surges through for about 8. Good gain to the 27 or 28-yard line. 2 minutes left, opening quarter. Second down, a couple for St. Henry, more like 3 to go for a first down. serving the region since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the entire area. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your needs. Phone 937-492-1857. It's a run around left end, and it's a good one. The quarterback for St. Henry down the near sideline, across the 45, the 50. Got a block. Look at him scoot. He's into Fort Loramie's end of the field. Fine run by St. Henry. Brock McCumber chased the ball carrier for St. Henry out of bounds eventually, and it's not down to the 35 as Worley's foot hit the sideline at the 44. Whoops, Fort Loramie jumps offside. Well, St. Henry has shifted the field position, Chuck.
Yep. Well, they Loramie had that chance to score. They couldn't score from first and goal from the 4. They get the ball again inside the 30 after a punt. They can't score on that. They've given St. Henry all kinds of life.
90 seconds to go, first quarter, first and 10, St. Henry. 39-yard line of Fort Loramie.
There was an obvious hold on that last run that was missed on the outside. That's what allowed him to turn the corner.
Yep, what a scamper by Whirling, who hands to Worley on first and 5. And he jukes left, jukes right, squeezes out 4, second down and 1. Calder Bergman on the stop for Fort Loramie, second down, a yard to go for a first down for St. Henry. Final minute, first quarter of play. And except for that long consultation among officials, this was a very fast played opening period.
And it's still 7:32.
40 seconds ago, clock counting down. Second down, closer to 2 to go officially for St. Henry. Snap back to the QB. It is Whirling, and Whirling right behind his right guard, puts his head down, charges forward, stretches out to the 34 of Fort Loramie, maybe the 33, and it's a first down. Final half-minute opening quarter of play. As Chuck just noted seconds ago, Fort Loramie had its chances. Had great opportunities to punch in a TD, two chances to get one in the first several minutes of the game, and could not. And St. Henry is going to elect for the scoreboard clock to wind down to 0. It's at 5, play clock's at 7. That will end the first period. No score here at Fort Loramie. Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. First play, second quarter. First and 10, St. Henry at the Fort Loramie 33. During the break, Chuck and I were talking about the fact that this is a 4-win St. Henry team that won just twice in the Midwest Athletic Conference, defeating Fort Recovery at the end of the regular season, second time in 2 years. St. Henry denied a 2-point conversion before recovery at the end of the game for the win. The other victory by St. Henry in the MAC was over New Bremen by a score of 13-10. Really didn't get crushed by any of the big boys in the MAC, did St. Henry. First down play here, a run to the left, lost 2. Good tackle by Bruns of Fort Loramie. Second down and 12, St. Henry from the Fort Loramie 35. Deep drop, but Whirling escapes pressure, nearly sacked, dances back to the line of scrimmage, skips ahead for a good gain. Boy, Fort Loramie had him corralled, and Charlie Whirling manages to chew up at least four, making it a third and six, much more manageable. Almost trapped for a five-yard loss.
Yeah, he turned that into a plus yardage, which was amazing.
Only gained 2.5. Knee went down right at the Fort Loramie 31. So now it's time for the Fort Loramie defense to get a stop with its backs to the wall. Third and 8, St. Henry. Fort Loramie 31. Opening 92nd, second quarter. Here is a sweep to the right by the man in motion, and it is Whirling, or I should say Whirlie, fed the ball by Whirling, the quarterback, and he is cornered. Down he goes behind the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie fans whoop it up. It is fourth down. Good play by Lewis Hart of Fort Loramie. Let's see what St. Henry does here. Fourth and 11 from the 34.
Well, the way their defense is playing, I don't think they're going to punt.
Whirling, the quarterback, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He's got Beckman flanked to the right. He looks that way. Deep drop. Here's Whirling throwing down and out. Far left side of the field. Receiver for St. Henry makes a great over-the-shoulder catch. Wow, what a forward pass by Whirling. Reception by Jared Neatfeld. Beautifully done on fourth down. And close to 10 yards to go for St. Henry. Man, oh man, was that a special play. Only a 40% thrower on the year, Chuck. Whirling did not look like it then.
That was a great throw. I mean, he just kind of lofted it to the sideline, and a terrific catch by Neatfeld.
With the wind, it was thrown up there with just enough air under it by the quarterback, Whirling. And here's the ball carrier, Ryan Whirley, and he skips forward, has an avenue, scrambles down to about the 10-yard line as he chalks up a 4 or 5 yard gain. Second down from the 11 for St. Henry. They can get a first down at about the 3.5. Gain was shorter than I had first thought. Second down, more like 7.5 to go for a first down. 3 minutes gone already in the second quarter. This game being played at a quick clip. Bunch receivers, a trio to the right for the quarterback Whirling. Well, it's a run straight ahead. He calls his own number. He's wrapped up at the line of scrimmage, thrown down at the 13.
Yeah, the defense was ready for that. They spread the whole field. And you're in the middle. You better be looking for the quarterback draw.
Damian Bruns, Brock McCumber put their arms around Whirling, and he lost about 2 feet on the play. It is third down for St. Henry, every bit of 8 to go for a first down from the 13 of Fort Loramie. Two receivers left, two to the right. Beckman, the number one man in the catching corps, split to the near side. Back to throw is Whirling. His pass is for the far side of the field in the end zone. It is close to being off the field of play. It is. Wasn't complete anyway. It's no good. And here's Gonzalez on to try a field goal. I spoke about him in the pregame.
I watched him warm up. He's got a nice leg.
Yes, he does. He's kicked 4 out of 8. And St. Henry will try it from right at the 19-yard line. This will be a 29-yard kick. Line of scrimmage is inside the 13. Wind at the back of Gonzalez. Ball is dead center in the middle of the field. It is a good snap back to the holder. Kick away by Gonzalez. He could have made it from 45 with the wind. He powers it through. It's good. First points of the night. Gonzalez on a 29-yard field goal for St. Henry, which is in the lead, 3-0 over Fort Loramie, 8:24 to go until halftime on scores broadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Understand that Versailles has taken a 21-0 lead in its playoff game. Anna Williamsburg, 8-8 tie late in the first. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the St. Henry Redskins lead the Fort Loramie Redskins 3-0. Fort Loramie with golden opportunities could not cash in. Gonzalez, who kicked the field goal 29, booms the kickoff with the wind at his back through the end zone.
Now that wind is sustained at about 20, and they said they were going to be, you could have some gusts up to 30 miles an hour tonight.
And it is pretty much out of the southwest now in the face of Fort Loramie here in the second quarter. So St. Henry got the field position flipped, dodged a couple of bullets in the first 7-8 minutes of the game. Fort Loramie couldn't score despite having ideal field position. And now Fort Loramie's got to prove it can muster up some offense against St. Henry. Here's a handoff on the play to Holland. Gabe dished it to him. Holland carves out 5 from the 20 to the 25-yard line. 8:11 to go here in the first half of this game. St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing. Brody Schwartz, whose name we've mentioned already in there on the stop, he's one of the several leading tacklers in the MAC on defense all year. Fort Loramie, 2, flank to the right. No, that's trips to the right side for the quarterback, Gabe Hart, who elects to run. He's got a little crevice outside left tackle, and he knifes through it for about 4 or 5. I think he's got the first down.
Oh, that was a really nice move at the line of scrimmage because they were set up and ready to make the tackle. That was Danny Stallman, and he juked him. That's how he got his 5 yards.
Right at the sticks, Hart picked it up at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. 7:30 left to go here in the second quarter. 3-0 St. Henry. Boy, they've got run pressure up at the line of scrimmage. Holland is fortunate to squeeze out 2. In there on the hit, Nick Layfeld for St. Henry. Give him 3. Holland's forward progress over the 33-yard line a little bit. Second down, 7 yards to go. 7 minutes even left in the first half. St. Henry 3, Fort Loramie nothing. 2 receivers far right for Hart. He gives to Holland, sweep to the left, runs near side, short side of the field. He's covered up, shy of the line to gain. Didn't get to the 40. It was Logan Dehan who sat on Holland at the 37-yard line. Third down, 3 to go for Fort Loramie. Possession play here. If you don't get 3, you probably have to punt against the wind.
Into the wind, and that has not been effective for St. Henry in the first half.
2 backs in the offensive backfield for Gabe Hart. It goes to Holland again, keeping hole over center. Pulls a man with him, yanking at his feet is Eli Broering. First down Holland as he darts to the 47-yard line, first and 10 for Fort Loramie.
I think Broering saved a touchdown. There was nobody between Holland and the goal line if Broering hadn't pulled him down.
Will has got such a fast burst. But when he hits the hole, if he's got daylight, look out, an extra gear gets turned on. 3 receivers right, Hart to throw and first down, plenty of time, lost it near sideline, and it's a little short. The receiver for Fort Loramie drifted out of bounds anyway. Against the wind, ball wound up underthrown. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie, which took advantage of first down to throw the ball, thinking St. Henry might not be alerted. That was a good choice. Ball just short of the mark against the wind. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 46.5. It is 2nd and 10. 3-0 lead, St. Henry. Here's a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage, caught by Holland at his 48, and he's met solidly. Stalemated at the 49 of St. Henry, setting up a third down and 6 or 7 to go for a first down.
That was Logan Dehon, and boy, that was a heck of a tackle.
Yep, Brody Schwartz out there as well for St. Henry. We are all the way down to under 5:30 to go in the second quarter of this game. 3-0 St. Henry. Two receivers far right for Fort Loramie. Showing blitz is St. Henry. Then they back off. Here's a bad throw by Hart against the wind into the right flat. Receiver came back for it. Could not haul it in. The wind a factor. No catch by Carter Eileman. What does Fort Loramie here do? No choice. You have to punt it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just hard. Throwing into that wind, watching both quarterbacks do it, it's tough.
Too far to go. 4th and 6. Ball marked for play. Just into St. Henry's end of the field at the 49. Knopf back at the 37. Low snap. Oh, he just barely gets it away. Good low kick, though. Hits at the 30-yard line of St. Henry. Takes a Fort Loramie hop. It's hit by a St. Henry player right at the sideline inside the 25 at the 23. So that's an exchange of field position of 26 yards, 49 to the 23. That's where St. Henry starts, 1st and 10.
Yeah, Broering got close to that. He touched it, but the ball bounced off his chest and went out of bounds.
3-0 St. Henry. 5:07 to go here in the first half. And if you're Fort Loramie,
big defensive stand right here.
Yeah, you'd love to get the ball back with a chance to put points on the board before the end of the second period. St. Henry, other ideas, of course. They want to hang on to it, milk the clock here at the end of the second period. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left for Whirling. Empty set. He's going to run outside left tackle, picks his way. Disciplined rush by the quarterback of St. Henry, and he jaunts for 3. He got to the 26, 2nd down and 7. It is a time-eating offense.
That is.
For the quarterback Whirling of St. Henry. Each running play milks the clock. They use time off the play clock. Ball marked for play at the 26-yard line. 4:35 left to go here in the second quarter. 3-0 St. Henry. Snap back to the QB. Quick pass in the right flat. It's a running catch for the wideout at the 24-yard line. He scurries up the near side of the field. Nicely done by Gonzalez. He's up over the 30. Bumped out at the 33. That's the line to gain.
That was a terrific throw that time. Hit him wide. That was a wise bridge type of play right there.
Good opportunity to mention wise bridge, Chuck. Chain is advanced forward. That's a first down. Indeed it is. Pass to Gonzalez. Good enough for 7. Wise play call by St. Henry here in the second quarter. That was the Wisebridge play of this period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge. And just as we talked to you about that running play, or I should say that completion to Gonzalez, a long bomb to Hayden Beckman, and it travels down the field some 35 yards for St. Henry. 2 Wisebridge plays. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, the St. Henry quarterback, Charlie Whirling, doing it with his legs and his arm. He's completed 2 terrific forward passes right on the button with the wind at his back. And that last one went for 35, a run play by Whirling on 1st and 10 from the Fort Loramie 30 to the 28, 2nd down and 8. Final 3:40 of the second quarter, 3-0 St. Henry. Fort Loramie seemingly had the ball for most of the first quarter, better part of the initial 9 minutes, but since then, St. Henry has hogged it. Here's Whirling up the middle, nothing behind the center, stays on his feet, he breaks contain, he shoots beyond the linebackers, and he'll dash all the way to the end zone. Whirling on the score for St. Henry, traveling about 27 yards. And that's a sizable lead the way this game is being played. A two-score advantage. 9-0 St. Henry. Neatly done by Whirling. Very patient in the offensive backfield. Slid off the center, off his right guard. Good zone blocking up front by St. Henry. Whirling did the rest. Gonzalez for the PAT. He's also scored on a field goal so far in this game. And his extra point sails between the posts. He pipes it. 3:24 left in the first half. It's all St. Henry over Fort Loramie. 10-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Understand that Anna leads Williamsburg second quarter 22-8, Chuck?
Yep. I'll tell you what, I watched Anna last week. They look like a team that's ready to make a run in the playoffs.
Well, again,
playing number one Williamsburg tonight down there.
Yep, and Williamsburg has played a very weak schedule. Anna's gone through the MAC. When you look at conferences and strengths of schedule, it just jumps right out at you.
That's what, unfortunately, we're watching right now.
Here's the kickoff by St. Henry down to the 11-yard line. Returned on the play by Holland up the middle of the field between the hash marks. And he powers to about the 30-yard line. Did he reach the 30? Nope, don't think he did.
Boy, that was an obvious block in the back right at the point of the catch, too, they didn't call. I like these officials. They're just letting them play.
3:16 to go here in the first half. And Holland went down at the 26-yard line, didn't get to the 30. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Final 3:16, second quarter. Boy, you don't want to make a mistake, but you've got to be aggressive. Hand off to Holland. He pushes not very far, gained one. St. Henry's defensive front is winning the battle. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. Both sides of the ball.
Yep, simply said, the interior offensive and defensive lines for St. Henry are winning this game. And we talked about it in the pregame. That was one of the things we highlighted late in about 7 or 8 minutes before kickoff. Here's Hart rolling left, a little boot. Oh, he's way back behind the line. He didn't throw it. He's drilled. He might have coughed up the football. St. Henry could have recovered inside the 20. Let's see what the official signifies. And it is Fort Loramie possession, luckily somehow.
That's a 13-yard loss.
It is third down and close to 20 to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Final 2 minutes, 15 seconds, second quarter. It is all St. Henry.
And St. Henry will have the choice at halftime because Loramie will take the ball. They'll have a choice at the win. They'll take the win in the third quarter and try to push this lead out.
I would think so. Here is Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Third down, close to 20 to go for a first down. They elect to run it. Nothing there. St. Henry subdues Holland after a 2-yard gain. Jake Gerlach in there on the hit for St. Henry. And a timeout is called. 1:55 to go. Fort Loramie faces a fourth down deep in its own end late in the second quarter, trailing 10-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Now, Fort Loramie's got to punt against the wind with under two to play here in the second quarter. St. Henry already leading 10-0. Lowe snapped to Knopf. He gets it away, and the wind stalls that kick about 60 feet off the ground. It comes straight down around the 34, 35-yard line in Fort Loramie's end.
Looked like it hit a wall.
Yep, sure did.
And what a terrible snap. That's the second one. He's lucky he got that one off.
So St. Henry with a chance here to go up by 17 before intermission. We are very late in the second quarter. First half played fast. A lot of runs from scrimmage by Worling of St. Henry. And when he's had to throw the football, he has been spot on. Ball marked for play at the 41 officially. First and 10 for St. Henry. Fort Loramie needs a takeaway and 6 points going the other way. Worling wants to throw from the 50-yard line. He steps up in the pocket. It collapses on him, and he is stopped way back at the 49. A loss of 8. Clock running, 90 seconds to go, first half. Surprised St. Henry has not used a timeout, and they do. Well, or did they? Nope. Minute 23, minute 22.
They had one left because they stopped it for the punt to get the ball back, but that was not what they wanted to see on first down.
Nope, not at all. Good pressure applied up front by Calder Bergman of Fort Loramie. Second down and 17 for St. Henry. 70 seconds to go in the first half. The seas part, and it is Whirling. He's going to run. Quarterback draw right up the middle. He flops ahead to about the 40 of Fort Loramie. Third down and 8 coming up. Clock goes to 53, still running. Let's see what St. Henry calls here. Ray Hoing with an assist on that last tackle for Fort Loramie. St. Henry taking plenty of time.
Way too much time.
Oh, yes, we're down to 33, 32. Third down, 8, St. Henry. Here is the quarterback whirling. He's back near the 50. He dances upfield. Steps forward. He arches one wobbly with the wind, though. St. Henry dearly made a spectacular catch. Back edge of the end zone. Wow. Was that Neatfelt or Beckman?
I think it was number 8. I can't say his name.
Back edge of the end zone. Almost hauled in by St. Henry. They have had two spectacular catches so far in this game. That one nearly was hauled in by Carter LaGuire.
Carter LaGuire, thank you.
One of the top three receivers on this team. He was 8-9 yards deep in the end zone. That forward pass by Whirling just kept floating and floating and floating with the wind.
Better watch the fake here.
Fourth down, 8, 20 seconds to go in the half. St. Henry punts, and it spikes into the ground at the goal line, goes into the end zone, and Fort Loramie will have it. First and 10 with 15.6 to go here in the first half. And you can bet, Chuck, Fort Loramie will take a knee. 10-0 in favor of St. Henry. And the way the second quarter was played, you felt like it was 21-0 because Fort Loramie just didn't get a smell of a chance on offense in that second period.
No. They had their chances in the first period. Had a real shot at being up 14-0.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. And Fort Loramie does just what I expected. They kneel down. That's it. Second period in the books. First half over. St. Henry has come into Fort Loramie and has thoroughly outplayed the home team. 10-0 St. Henry at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Anna's up. And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It is halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 10-0 St. Henry over Fort Loramie. Anna with a lead over number one seed Williamsburg down in southern Ohio, east of Cincinnati, 22-8 late in the second quarter.
Brian told me it was in Tennessee. It's only in Cincinnati.
Our halftime report here at Fort Loramie being brought to you by Brodigam, J&J Brodigam in Sydney, your underground plumbing specialist, and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Schnipple Construction builds hotels for the hospitality industry. A very meek offensive showing so far for Fort Loramie, thanks to St. Henry's superb defense, Chuck.
Well, I mean, Loramie had 2 chances. They had the ball first and goal at the 4 and could get to the 1, and then they had a punt to the I think it was inside the 30 and could not get anything out of it. They ended up having a punt on that one, and from there they've done nothing. They have 17 rushes for 40 yards. He's 4 of 6 throwing it, but only 12 yards, 52 total yards for the Redskins in the first half. 4 first downs, 18 rushes, 57 yards for 81 yards, and then 3 of 7 thrown up for 63, a total of 150 yards, 5 first downs. Neither team turned the ball over in the first half.
Now, what does Fort Loramie have to do to get back into this game? Probably will be receiving.
Yeah, they get the ball.
And should be advancing against the wind if St. Henry elects to take the wind in the third quarter of the game.
Well, I'm assuming they will. And Loramie, they have to make changes and on the offense. The offense right now is getting nothing. They can't run it, then they can't really throw it. So, you know, they got to figure something out at halftime. I thought the defense played pretty well. considering, but the offense was not very good.
Nope, defensive pressure from St. Henry is whipping Fort Loramie up front. That's our halftime report, 10-0 St. Henry over Fort Loramie. We're about 17 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
We are back here at Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 10-0 St. Henry. What a game by sophomore quarterback Charlie Werling of St. Henry. 3 completions, 60-plus yards. He has made 3 outstanding throws, all of them worthy of Wise Bridge plays of this first half. They certainly were. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge. Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to WiseBridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
When we return here in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com, we will share with you highlights of some football broadcasts here on scoresbroadcast.com. We have covered more than 270 high school football games in 17 seasons plus, and there have been some dandies. How about Sydney at Piqua, September 29th, 2017? That was the Isaiah Bowser, Andre Gordon show. We'll have highlights from that game for you. Obviously, Anna's state championship in 2019. Fort Loramie up at LCC 2 years ago. The run by Will Holland. Fort Loramie in the playoffs in 2018. The Mesher kickoff return to start the second half against Convoy Crestview. All of that coming up in 2 minutes when we come back. Halftime at Fort Loramie. St. Henry leads Fort Loramie 10-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And we welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at halftime. St. Henry Band has performed, Fort Loramie Band on the field at the moment. 9 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. It's St. Henry 10, Fort Loramie nothing. It's been all St. Henry. The club from the MAC has dominated, especially after the first several minutes. Fort Loramie had opportunities to score. Two big chances, couldn't dent the goal line, stopped on first and goal at the 4. Last play wound up 2 feet short of the end zone. And then Charlie Whirling, sophomore quarterback for St. Henry, put on a clinic. He's got a 28-yard run for a touchdown, and he's completed 3 passes for more than 60 yards. Well, as I promoted several minutes ago, we share with you football highlights here at the half. ScoresBroadcast.com has covered about 270 high school football games since 2006 and 7 here on Scores Broadcast. Some great ones along the way. We'll begin with Sydney Piqua, September 29th, 2017.
Andre Gordon, delayed handoff. It's a sprint draw to Bowser. Look at him go. Outside right tackle. Oh, he shifts again. Shifts one more time. He eludes a Piqua man and powers to the end zone. What a touchdown run by Isaiah Bowser. Chuck, it seemed like 6 or 7 Indians, better than half of the Piqua defense, had a shot at him. Might have laid a hand on him even. Bowser, not to be denied, took it to the house.
It's like trying to tackle a truck.
Wow. And you can't get your arms around a truck.
No.
A minute to go, first half. A new set of downs for Sydney. Andre Gordon rolls left, wants to throw. Hemmed in way back at the 30. He gets out of trouble at the 35. Throws belatedly, middle of the field. Caught. It's Bowser downfield near the 6. He caught it and leaped toward the end zone. Didn't get in. We're all ready for the third quarter kickoff as we begin play in the second half. Fort Loramie 14, Convoy Crestview 14. And the boot by Lichtensteiger of Convoy Crestview is down to the 19-yard line. Great return by Mesher. Look at him go. Mesher to the middle of the field. Mesher to the hash mark. He's down the numbers. 30, 20. No one will catch him. No penalty markers down. Mesher's gone.
75 yards.
Woo! What a start by Fort Loramie to open up play here in the third quarter. Huge play here. Third and 8 from the 24 of the Tigers. Brungard fakes the inside handoff. Makes a late pitch over the middle. Look out. It's picked off by Riley Hulskamp at the 30. He's got a lane down the near side. He'll take it to the house. He does. Riley Hulskamp, 30-yard interception return. He jumped the route. Here's the Malachi Minnick formation. Bixler puts his head down. He nudges. He's in. A touchdown. And we've got another continuous clock game. 47-14 Anna with 7:37 to go. Fourth quarter. Five receivers flanked. Empty backfield. Here comes the rush. Steffi being pursued. He's way back at the 40. He breaks the tackle. Near sideline running. He's got space. 25-20. Look at him go. He rumps for a first down. All the way to the 10 or 11 yard line. Brogan Steffi pulled a magical act, a Houdini on that play. Third and 7, Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer looking middle of the field. Now at the right hash mark. Oh, a leaping spear of a catch at the 6-yard line by Fort Loramie. That was the most brilliant catch of the night by Logan Eilerman. Wow, it was very wide. Seemed to be outside his catch radius, but he made it happen. Goal to go Fort Loramie at the 5.5-yard line of Minster. That is going to do it. The Anna Rockets celebrate a Division VI state championship here today. Rockets earned it. It's been a fantastic season. 14-1. Anna was outstanding all year long. Simply put, the 1-2 punch of Bart Bixler and Riley Hulskamp could not be stopped. Very rarely was it slowed down.
Right.
Maybe for a few plays in a stretch, it might have been slowed down, but never more than that. Anna proving to be too good once again here today. Another continuous clock victory, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. 3:12, 3:11, 3:10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. A splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. 34-20. For a two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go. Holy cow.
That is impressive.
Yeah, that was Fort Loramie against Lima Central Catholic 2 years ago. Final tally, 36-31. Fort Loramie pulled it out of the fire. Won last year over LCC. 35-34 was beaten a few weeks ago by the Thunderbirds up at Lima Central Catholic, 45-21.
That's turned into quite a rivalry.
Yep, and they will play in the month of September next year as members of the Northwest Conference. The game will be played right here, week number 5.
And Allen East is also in that league, correct?
Yep, and I think that may be how Fort Loramie closes the season next year with a game on the road at Allen East, I think.
I got to meet a lot of the Allen East people in the press box last week on the visitor side at Anna. They didn't play very well, but very nice people. I enjoyed meeting them.
Yep. Yeah, I like their football coach a lot. Got to know him a few years ago when
Anna played Allen East up at Wapakoneta in the postseason. A hungry St. Henry team is on the field early, beginning preparations for the second half. St. Henry 10, Fort Loramie nothing. Back in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. St. Henry prepares to kick off. Fort Loramie in a 10-0 hole. And badly outplayed throughout the first two periods of this game. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center on West Michigan in Sydney has a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Dining room sets, bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered at Goffney Furniture. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney, West Michigan in Sydney. Kickoff by Gonzalez with the wind. The St. Henry booter bangs it down inside the 10-yard line. Fort Loramie's Holland returns back over the 20 to the 22 or 3. Fort Loramie unable to move the ball much in that first half. Chuck, how many yards did you say?
52 total.
Woo.
And I think we have a flag. The guy way back there, the guy that's bigger than me, which is amazing, he can still ref, threw a flag, and they called a hold, so it's going to go back half the distance.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was 30 yards away from the play when he threw the flag. The runner was going down. What kind of hold could you see?
Wow. It was Ray Hoying on the return, and not Holland, but as a result of the penalty, insult has added to injury, you might say, as the phrase goes, and Fort Loramie which would have had the ball out just beyond the 20, starts from beyond the 10, and there's the ball flared out in the flat to Holland. Holland down the near sideline. Look at him go. He's got 15 or 20 yards. Where did he step out? He tiptoed near sideline, and it's marked for play in the area of the 25. It is a first down. He did meet the line to gain, so Fort Loramie is out of a hole. First and 10 for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Ball marked at their own 25. Hart to Holland once more. Sidesteps one man. Oh, then three white jerseys corral him just beyond the point of attack. Gain of one, second and 9.
Well, when you see that many offensive linemen standing up away from the play, you know that it's being stuffed.
St. Henry's interior offensive and defensive lines have been stellar in this game tonight. We played a minute, third quarter, second and 9, Fort Loramie. Hart feeds Holland once more, and once more, just a yard. Dominic Schwartz, who has been among the top tackle makers for this club all year long, in there on the last stop. Third and 8 for Fort Loramie, which got the run game going last week in a big way against Southeastern. Holland toted it 37 times for almost 200 yards. He's getting nil tonight. Here's a look-in slant pass by Hart, and it's thrown poorly near sideline, inside the 40-yard line, right to a white jersey, intercepted by St. Henry.
That was a nice interception. He was laying on the ground.
It was if St. Henry had the route covered.
There were two people there. Either one of them could have intercepted that.
Yep. Two or three white jerseys nearer the football than a Fort Loramie receiver. And St. Henry takes over from the 37-yard line. It was low, underthrown. And St. Henry's defense, it's almost as if they've had 14 or 15 men on the field all night.
It's almost like they're Michigan and they've cheated to know what Fort Loramie's going to do.
90 seconds gone, third quarter. St. Henry up 10-0 with the ball inside the Fort Loramie 40. And the quarterback, Whirling, has all kinds of time on first down. He goes for the game breaker to the end zone and overthrows 8 yards deep in the end zone, far side of the field.
I like the call. I mean, I think that's a good call at that point. I mean, because they're moving the ball, and boy, that would have been a dagger.
And oftentimes after an exchange, a turnover like that, Fort Loramie might be distracted. Might have had their stopper down just a little bit, but St. Henry could not take advantage. Give Fort Loramie credit for covering the whirling forward pass well. Second down and 10, St. Henry. Line of scrimmage, 37 of Fort Loramie. 10-0 lead. Here is Whirling. Whirling in the offensive backfield. He doesn't run hard. He just picks his way, allows the offensive line to do its thing, and move defenders left to right. And then Whirling takes advantage. He trudged for just 2 on that play.
Rodney Hoying made the tackle.
Yep, good play by him. Held it to a 2-yard advance. Minimal gain. 3rd and 8, St. Henry, from the Fort Loramie 35-yard line. Under 10 to play, third quarter. 10-0, St. Henry. Snap back to Whirling. Looks left. Fires into the flat, 7-8 yards downfield. It's caught by Beckman. Ankle high tackle. He makes a man miss. Another guy for Fort Loramie misses. And Beckman's gone. He'll take it to the house. 6 or 7 yard pass play. A run after it for 30 plus. And St. Henry streaks to a 16-0 lead. It wasn't Beckman. It was Neatfeld, who hauled it in, and boy, he made a dance step after he went to the ground to catch it. Knee didn't touch.
Nope.
He stayed alive, and away he went. And St. Henry's passing game has been awesome here tonight against Fort Loramie. 16-0 lead. This is a big PAT. It'll make it a 3-score advantage. And Gonzalez missed it. No. Off to the left.
A little bit of a crack for Loramie.
Yep, Fort Loramie within 2/8 of getting even. Little bit of an opening. It's not a 3-score lead at 17-0. It's 16-0 St. Henry. 9:44 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
As we return to action with 9:38 to go in the third quarter, following the St. Henry 6 points, Fort Loramie's Holland returns the ensuing kickoff to the 26. Fort Loramie simply cannot get field position and push it across the 50-yard line. Hence, right here, first and 10, a quick slant. It is thrown by Hart. He misses Eilerman. St. Henry is in Fort Loramie's huddle.
67 total yards for the Fort Loramie Redskins so far in the game.
Yeah, Fort Loramie has been squelched offensively. Hart to throw in second and 10. Receiver spots up. It's Knopf over the middle between the linebacker and cornerback. He catches minimal advance of 4 or 5 up over the 30-yard line to the 32. Third and 5 for Fort Loramie. Big play here. You're not in four down territory, but I tell you what, given the way St. Henry has dominated, boy, you might think about it. Hart dropped the snap, looks belatedly, fires sideline across the field. Yes, it's caught near the line to gain. Run after catch as Hart fired a bullet to Maxwell Maurer, and then he snaked his way up the sideline for several additional yards, and he reached the 41.
That's the first time we've called Max Maurer's name tonight during the game. First catch.
8:58 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie trailing by 2 8s, 16 to nothing, as Gonzalez, who has kicked a field goal tonight for St. Henry, failed to convert on the last extra point. The kick was wide. Bunch receivers left, three of them. Hart looks this way, boots out of the pocket. Oh, he's in trouble. Deep, deep trouble. Way back inside the 30. And he's gang tackled at the 25. He lost 17.
That was Nick Burtke, and boy, he was on him. He had no chance.
And that's been the theme all night long. St. Henry has had defensive people over the line of scrimmage, wreaking havoc. And we knew that St. Henry would come with a variety of different pressures. Fort Loramie now confronts a second down, 22 to go from the Redskin 29. Here's a middle screen. It's caught at the 28-yard line. Run after catch by Holland for 10 more to the 38. And that will set up third down and 13 for Fort Loramie. Big play coming here. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. St. Henry 16, Fort Loramie nothing.
What a nice play by Jack Huelsman that time to get in the middle of that screen and hold it to what they did.
Exactly, because it looked like Holland might gain close to 20 yards on the play. Deep drop by Hart, steps up in the pocket, airs one out near side of the field. A splendid catch, splendid catch. Eilerman in traffic. He was bracketed, went up at the apex of his leap and speared that ball at the St. Henry 40 and then romped downfield for 10 more, tackled at the 30.
don't know how he got that. I mean, Hayden Beckman came across. I thought he knocked it down, and next thing I know, he's running with the football.
He high pointed it beautifully. Flat pass to Holland behind the line. Wriggles for three more as he slipped his way inside the 30 to the 27. As Gabe Hart right away took the snap, zipped it to Holland. Second down, 7, 27 of St. Henry. 7:10 to go here in the third. Gabe Hart, deep drop, way back at the 36. Looking late. Hits a man over the middle, in his hands and out. No good, incomplete. Eilerman had it in his grasp, could not secure it.
Couldn't get his hands right. You could see it. He had them kind of crossed and the ball hit it, and he didn't have them ready to catch the ball.
That was going to be a first down and then some.
Yep.
Third down and 7 for Fort Loramie, 7:03 to go third quarter. Fort Loramie with possession at the St. Henry 27, trailing 16 to nothing. This game has been dominated by St. Henry. The road club in the white jerseys, red headgear. Two big plays upcoming. It's a run all the way for Hart. Oh, he's stoned behind the line. He is drilled at the waist and at the shoulders. He lost 2. Fourth down for Fort Loramie. Oh, the game may be on the line right here, Chuck. Fourth down and 9.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a basketball coach, but I knew the way that was set up. You knew that was a quarterback run. It was too obvious.
6:40 left in the third. Fourth and 9, Fort Loramie at the St. Henry 29. Hart, deep drop, looking. Throws it short, not to the end zone. At the first down marker, it is snared by Eilerman.
I think it's going to be pass interference on Loramie, I think.
Eilerman at the chain hauls it in. Do you move the stakes, or is it a foul against St. Henry?
Well, I think it's against St. Henry, but boy.
We thought for an instant it might have been against Fort Loramie.
He got open. I mean, they were together, and then all of a sudden he was wide open. That's what I thought. That was a good call. I saw that one.
Well, you don't move the stakes. It's not a foul against St. Henry. It's against Fort Loramie. The second offensive interference call against Fort Loramie in this game.
The first one in the end zone was what's a nice way to put it, bullcrap. That one was obvious because Eilerman, he was there. The guy was on him. The next thing you knew, he was 5 yards away from him making the catch.
And at 4th and 24, you punt from the St. Henry 44 against the wind. Fort Loramie's kicking the ball. Wishful thinking, thought for an instant the foul might have been against St. Henry. Kicked by Knopf way up in the air. It comes straight down near side of the field. St. Henry man runs up to the 29 full speed, juggles it, drops it, gets it. He's tackled at the 31.
Good job. Gonzalez came up, and he did bobble it. If he would have bounced that off a leg or something, that would have been great. But he did a good job of containing it.
Danger zone right there. Yep, too bad. It was an OPI on Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Had it been against St. Henry, I think the pass was complete.
It was complete. It was first down.
So it's going to be a first down any way you take it.
But I don't think he would have been that open if he hadn't pushed off. So
maybe not. 6:20 left to go in the third. So we've got 18 minutes and 20 seconds left in this game. Fort Loramie is down 2-8, 16-0. St. Henry leads. The sophomore quarterback for St. Henry has been super in this game. He keeps right up the middle. An extra surge. That's 5. Up and over the 35-yard line to the 37. Second down and 5.
Well, we heard that Whirling was possibly going to be scratched from this for an injury last week. Fort Loramie wishes he had been.
He looks healthy, running hard. He's thrown 3 beautiful balls for more than 60.
And he's a sophomore.
Yep. And he has a 28-yard TD romp to the end zone, to his credit, also here tonight. Whirling at QB on 2nd and 5. Gives it on the play to Whirling. Oh, it's on the deck. He dropped it. Fort Loramie smothers the football inside the 35-yard line. Guess who? Carter Eilerman. Amends for the OPI with a fumble recovery, and Fort Loramie's got to make hay on this one. 5:36 left, third quarter, 16-0 St. Henry. Fort Loramie possession. Ball marked for play at the 33 of St. Henry. If Fort Loramie scores, FL will go for two, and that will be critical. Don't get ahead of ourselves yet. Fort Loramie's got to get six. Here's a run off left tackle on first and 10. Holland powers his way forward for a strong four or five. I tell you what, St. Henry all night, Chuck, giving up ground grudgingly. A player down, 5:20 left in the third, second and six, Fort Loramie inside the St. Henry 30. When we come back, St. Henry leads 16-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Player down for Fort Loramie inside the 30-yard line. 5:20 left to go here in the third quarter, with St. Henry leading Fort Loramie by a count of 16-0. So you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. Free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like it on Facebook. Tell Darren Yankst you heard all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie. 16-0. St. Henry leads. Just over five to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
As we return to action, line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 29-yard line, Gabe Art retreated to the 40 to throw. Spotted one for Eilerman at the goal line. He was double covered, maybe triple covered. Ball off his hands. No real good chance to catch it. Incomplete. And Fort Loramie runs on third and six. It's Holland busting his way up the middle. And he wedges out five. It's going to be fourth down and a foot or two for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 25-yard line. It's actually closer to two to go for a first down. Fort Loramie stopped earlier in this game on goal to go from the four and then stopped on fourth down from inside the one. Big series in the first 4 to 5 minutes of this contest. It is the fake to Holland. No, it's given to Holland. He's got a little crease, and he barges through it for 5 yards down to the 20, maybe the 19.
They've got eight first downs. They have more first downs than St. Henry.
That's a misleading stat.
Boy, many, it is tonight.
Many times, because St. Henry has had the big play. Here is the snap to Hart. Play action. Oh, it's a little bubble screen to the right. Nice. Well executed. Caught on the play by Holland at the 25, the 20. There's an avenue down the right side. No one's going to stop him. And he hustles to the end zone. Well-designed play. Hart did a 360 in the offensive backfield. and spun it to Howland behind the line of scrimmage. He got a block, made a man miss, and it's 16-6. That play covered 20 full yards. It'll be our Wisebridge play of the third quarter. Two-point conversion coming for Fort Loramie, which is behind 16-6. Do you pass for it, Chuck, or run?
I think you roll him out and give him an option.
Here is Hart with a receiver left, one right. And we've got a timeout by Fort Loramie. This is a big play call. And that was a wise play call. Seconds ago, that little bubble screen to Will Holland, it produced a touchdown from 20 yards out. The Wisebridge play of the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
You know, every day banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishment. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Two-point conversion from the left hash for Fort Loramie, trailing 16-6. Fort Loramie needs this. Flag on the play before the snap. And Fort Loramie's penalized 5 yards, illegal procedure.
You want to know, quite honestly, probably easier to score from the 8 than it is from the 3 if you're going to try to throw the ball.
I'd agree. Field is so compressed down inside the 5, your receivers now have room to operate.
But it changes it from the possibility of a run to a definite pass.
I'd agree with that. Not much of a chance of a run from scrimmage here. Big, big play for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is the 8-yard line. Two receivers right. Hart's back at the 15 to throw. Fires 2 yards deep in the end zone. Yes, yes. Will Holland on one knee. Two receivers. No, Maxwell Maurer caught it. Two receivers in the area, two defenders. And, Chuck, I think you're right on. You get that extra depth. The field's not so compressed. Yep. And Fort Loramie needed that for the receivers to work the field in the flat.
Well, they called a timeout, and I think it was a good timeout because they that play was so necessary that they had to call a timeout to get the right one. That was a great call.
Yep, sure did. Well done. 16-8. Fort Loramie down 8. Still 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Time enough to take a quick break, Chuck.
Getting ready to kick off.
Boot coming up here by Fort Loramie in a matter of seconds, 16-8. Big extra point missed by St. Henry's Gonzalez after that second St. Henry touchdown. That gave Fort Loramie a little daylight, kept Fort Loramie within 2 scores reach of St. Henry, and Fort Loramie's cut the deficit right in half. Kickoff hits at the 23, run by St. Henry to the 28. Fort Loramie with a tackle out of bounds right there. It was Gonzalez.
Nice coverage.
Who brought it back upfield. Good directional kickoff to the near side of the gridiron. And Fort Loramie covered it nicely. Sandwich Gonzalez into the boundary. Well, a key factor here, Chuck, the rest of this game will be the changing of ends of the field for these two teams to start the fourth quarter when Fort Loramie will have the wind. And now you got to make sure right here you play good defense.
You don't want to give up. If you give up another one here, it's probably.
And you don't even want to allow St. Henry to shift the field very much.
No.
Line of scrimmage, the 25 for St. Henry, leading 16-8. Last 4 minutes, second quarter. Picking his way, it's whirling around the right side, behind his guard and tackle. And then he angles toward the sideline, up over the line of scrimmage, and he rumbles for 4. Werling doesn't run fast.
No.
He is patient, disciplined, and
follows these blockers very well.
He sure does. And the offensive line for St. Henry has functioned extremely well in this game tonight ahead of the quarterback-oriented offense led by Werling, second and five from the 31 of St. Henry. Trips to the left. I don't know if St. Henry's got it covered out there very well or not. Werling runs up the middle, sticks his helmet forward, gets two. That's it, leaving St. Henry three short of a first down. Good tackle in there on the play by Fort Loramie. Stop made by Lewis Hart. He's been featured numerous times tackling the ball carrier for Fort Loramie in this contest this evening. Third and three, St. Henry. Huge play. Line of scrimmage. The 33-yard line of St. Henry, 3:16 to go in the third. St. Henry up 16-0. Werling wants to pass for it. Oh, he's in trouble. Fort Loramie chases. The ball has slipped up the field, wobbling, might have been tipped, incomplete. St. Henry must punt. Now, St. Henry will get the advantage of a wind-aided punt late in this third quarter. Fort Loramie will have to start this drive against the wind. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie scored on a long march against the wind in that third period.
I don't know if it's harder to throw the ball any more into the wind than it is with the wind when you're throwing the ball when it's this windy.
Well, if you're throwing some fairly short, precise routes, you can do it against the wind, certainly. Here's the punt to the 30. Fort Loramie returns to the 40.
Nice.
Was that Holland, Mr. Do-It-Everything tonight?
No, that was Maurer.
Maxwell Maurer.
Good return.
Yes, he skipped back upfield 10 full yards after the punt with the wind by St. Henry. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Fort Loramie 40-yard line. Zimmerman outbooted his coverage just a little bit. Maurer made him pay. Hart throws that bubble screen again. He does a 360 in the offensive backfield, flips it to Maurer, and Maurer angles middle of the field. He's got seven, second down and three. Line of scrimmage, the 47-yard line of Fort Loramie, 2:43 to go in the third. Tell you what, Chuck, go to the well with it a couple, three times till they stop it.
No reason to change it up.
St. Henry's defense showing four down linemen, four linebackers in tight. Holland, left guard, squeezes a modest gain.
Boy, there just was absolutely no push that time by the offensive line at all.
Forward progress for Will got him to the 49. He needs to get to the 49.5 of St. Henry. Does Fort Loramie on third down and 4 feet to go. 2 minutes left in the third. St. Henry 16, Fort Loramie 8. Holland again, handoff deep in the offensive backfield. He plows to the 50, over it to the St. Henry 48. Move the chain, first and 10, Fort Loramie. Plenty of time left to go in this game. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie will have the wind edge.
Fort Loramie has them right where they want them.
Yep. Fort Loramie with a wind advantage in the fourth. Not the remaining 1:45 of the third, though. Here's Hart back to pass. Hart throws, hash mark, far side. It's on the ground, trapped, incomplete. Cole Barhorst, the wideout for whom it was intended, couldn't get his paws under it. Second down and 10, Fort Loramie at the St. Henry 48, a minute 40 left to go here in the third quarter. Am I right, Chuck? Each team has used a timeout here in this half. Maybe St. Henry.
I think they still have three.
St. Henry may have three. Lights are out on that part of the board. And here is a snap by Fort Loramie. Is there a pre-hike penalty?
Of course.
I tell you, Fort Loramie has been handicapped in that regard much of this season. 4 and 5 pre-snap penalties per game, it seems like. And now it's 2nd and 15, back at the Fort Loramie 47. A minute 39 to go in the third quarter. St. Henry 16, Fort Loramie 8. Each team has scored in the third. 6 points for St. Henry, 8 for Fort Loramie. Handoff way back behind the line of scrimmage to Holland. It's a sprint draw. He's wrestled down after carving out 5. Third down for Fort Loramie, and close to 10 to go for a first down. Down to a minute 20 to go, clock counting. Fort Loramie will not have the advantage of punting with the wind at the end of this possession if the Redskins don't get a first down here, because they're still better than a minute to go in the period. Fort Loramie advancing it from north to south against a stiff breeze. Third and 10. Hart in the pocket, looking, feeds the ball over the middle.
Nice.
And it is caught inside the 35. Is that Barhorst? Well done by Fort Loramie's Barhorst as he shielded off the St. Henry defender, got his body in there between the ball and Neatfeld, and that was a dandy catch by Barhorst. First down inside the 35-yard line. It, Holland in the middle, stuffed. Picked up one, that's it. Final half minute, third quarter. Boy, that was a good catch by Barhorst.
It was, and I wouldn't run another play here.
And Hart threw it where nobody could get to it but Barhorst.
That was a great throw.
Yep, shin high off the ground. Play clock says 26. Scoreboard reads 17. And Fort Loramie won't snap it. We will start the fourth quarter, second and 10, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, 33 of St. Henry. St. Henry 16, Fort Loramie 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, we've got a ball game now, 12 minutes to go. 16-8, St. Henry in the lead. Fort Loramie has a second and 10 at the St. Henry 33-yard line. This is a big drive of Fort Loramie. Home team has the wind at its back in the fourth. That could be a big edge, especially in the punting game. Here's Hart looking to throw. He's got time, plenty of time. Hopefully no offensive hold. Oh, he slides down. He goes to a knee. He didn't uncork the football. St. Henry had him boxed in. They were not going to let him get out of the pocket and run. But Hart couldn't keep his footing. Third down for Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 41. Of course, you can punt and pin St. Henry back. Third and 18 here. Hart's back at the 50. Here comes pressure. Middle screen to Holland.
Nice play.
Holland catches. Oh, what a tackle from behind by St. Henry. That's a splendid defensive play by Chris Bertke as he wrapped up Holland from the rear. Fourth and 13 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the St. Henry 36, and with the wind, you try to knock this one out of bounds inside the 10-yard line with 11 minutes to go. The job is in the hands of Spencer Knopf at the moment, the Fort Loramie punter. 10:47, 10:46. He does not want to kick it into the end zone, that's for sure. He angles it, as I had suggested. Directional kick may be a little too sharply angled, and it's going to be marked for play at about the 10 or 11 yard line.
Oh, that was good. I thought it went out farther. I thought he angled it farther up the line.
Fort Loramie might have gotten a favorable spot. Could have been closer to the 15. Nonetheless, St. Henry starts at its own 11, leading by 8, 16-8. The wind against St. Henry here in the fourth, and it's going to be imperative for Fort Loramie to limit St. Henry to a first down or two, no more. Can't allow St. Henry to flip the field in a big way. The quarterback, Whirling, has been a standout all night, just a sophomore. Takes the snap, rolls around left end, stood up behind the line, and Fort Loramie cracks him to the ground back at the 8 or 9. Whirling wanted to stay in bounds, didn't want to try to push it upfield aggressively. He rolled along the line of scrimmage, was decked at the 9. Bruns cornered him for Fort Loramie. Second down, 13. St. Henry playing the clock. Play clock's at 16 and counting down. 10 minutes to go in the game. St. Henry up 8, 16-8. Here's the snap back to Whirling at the 5-yard line. He calls his own number, dances to the left, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, gets to the 14, 15, out of bounds, over it. I tell you what, he's 6'1 or 6'2, 195 pounder, just a sophomore. He's not elusive, he is slippery. He stays behind his lineman and hides a little bit, then lowers the boom. Crafty runner, yeah. Very crafty. Third and 5, St. Henry. Line of scrimmage, the 17 of St. Henry. Three receivers to the right. Let's see if Brad Luthman throws it here. Rolling right on a boot. It's the quarterback Whirling. Shoots it in the flat. The receiver catches up over the 16 or 17 yard line. Lurches out ahead for that first down chain. All depends on the spot. I think he got it.
I think he's a teeny bit short.
Ooh, he may not have made it. Let's see what the officials deduce here. It's one full yard, according to press box staff up here.
Oh, I think it truly is.
One full yard shy. So it is fourth down coming for St. Henry. Fourth and 1.
Man, what a call this is.
St. Henry up 16-8. Boy, this is a gutsy call.
They gave him the first down.
The first down chain is eventually advanced. Press box staff was incorrect.
I think the officials are terrible tonight, by the way.
I said initially I thought he got it, and for once I was right.
Well, he lunged right at the stake, so I didn't think he was a yard short.
First and 10 from the 23 for St. Henry. Good play by the receiver, Beckman. Boy, that was a nifty advance. The play wound up going about 6 yards or so, and the receiver, Beckman, caught it a few yards downfield, and he earned those last three to produce the first down. Play clock's at 8. Here's Whirling, staying behind his blockers, pushing to the right toward the boundary, far side of the field, St. Henry bench. He is stacked up, might have gained 1, no more. Second down and 9, 9.5 to go in this game. St. Henry continues to milk the clock. 24-yard line of St. Henry. Second down and 9. The quarterback Whirling has completed just enough passes to make him dangerous. Fort Loramie's got to fear him throwing. Here's Whirling right up the middle. Cuts it back. Meets resistance. Calder Bergman right in his path at the line of scrimmage.
I think, yeah, he's down.
And a player for St. Henry is on his back. Third and 9 upcoming for St. Henry at the St. Henry 24. St. Henry 16, Fort Loramie 8. 9 minutes to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
And welcome back to ScoresBroadcast.com and Fort Loramie. 16-8 lead St. Henry. St. Henry player helped off the field. Third and nine upcoming for St. Henry, which leads 16-8. Say, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Right across from Brookins. We will style your hair, make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo is the owner and stylist. Other stylists, Renee Mescher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40-year styling here at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Still a delay.
They before had two people down. I didn't realize they had two hurt.
Still a delay before the upcoming third down play. Third and nine, St. Henry. We'll return in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We are back here at Fort Loramie, shaking up player for St. Henry across the way. And not sure who it is. He may be placed on a cart. Looks like a leg injury of some kind. We are at the 9-minute mark in the fourth quarter, 16-8. St. Henry is in the lead over Fort Loramie. When play resumes, St. Henry will have a third down, 9 yards to go from the St. Henry 24-yard line. Excellent sportsmanship shown by the Fort Loramie players on the near side. They are lined up at the numbers looking on as the injured player for St. Henry is being taken care of. St. Henry players on the far side are on their knees likewise. On their knees likewise. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors, including Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 and 7 without the support from Locale. Simply said, we would not be here today had it not been for Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Back in 06 and 07, Locale remains an anchor founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Knox Machinery in Franklin. And we thank so much Nick Meyer and Jerry Garrett, who live here in Fort Loramie. They are employees at Knox. We salute them. They're probably in the stands. Might be tuned in tonight. Thank you very much. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. Number one in Shelby County, Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Burke Petroleum in Minster. Burke now serves propane. We service your propane needs, too, at Burke Petroleum. Put Burke to work for propane. Thanks to Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy, since 1922. Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie. We've got a passion for what we do. We protect what you value, and we give you peace of mind. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect, and Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Also in Minster, Precision Strip, located in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. Associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Well, the injured St. Henry player is on the cart.
just such a sad situation. You see a kid, I mean, out there playing high school football, the fun time of your life, and you get hurt like this. It's just, it's tough.
And we are not officially sure who was injured for St. Henry. We don't know, have an idea. We'll have to wait and see when St. Henry comes back on the field for a 3rd-and-9 play. By process of elimination, we might be able to determine who it was, who was shaken up. 9 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. It is 16-8, St. Henry in the lead over Fort Loramie. When play resumes, St. Henry will have a 3rd-and-9 at its own 24-yard line. Very big play, to say the least, upcoming in this game. Fort Loramie with the wind advantage in the fourth. If St. Henry punts in two plays, St. Henry will boot the ball against the wind. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will keep you moving forward at Pinnacle. Understand there may be a 4 to 5 minute delay before we restart. The injured St. Henry player has been taken care of. He was treated extremely well by medics out at midfield here over the last 10 to 15 minutes. And we understand, overhearing press box personnel, that we may be delayed another 3 to 4 minutes. That clock may have started a minute or two ago. I heard 5 minutes at that point in time. So we will take a couple more commercial breaks and then return with action from here at Fort Loramie. 3rd-and-9 St. Henry from the St. Henry 24. St. Henry leads 16-8 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins are back on the field defensively.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we...
Fort Loramie Redskins back on the field defensively. St. Henry coming back onto the field. St. Henry with a 3rd-and-9 now from the St. Henry 24. And I'm not sure if that is the same quarterback on the field for St. Henry or not. It's a forward pass from the 15-yard line, and it's a flat pattern thrown up the field at the 35-yard line. The St. Henry receiver makes a terrific catch. Splendid play. Wow, that's Neatfeld. It was down and out beyond the first down stake on the numbers in front of the Fort Loramie bench, and that was a great play, and it salvages the possession for St. Henry, which does not have to punt the football. The quarterback, I think, is number four.
It is. It's Yulesman.
Yep. He has quarterbacked some this year. In fact, he and Worling, coming into this game, had split 100 completions right down the middle at about 50 apiece.
Another sophomore.
And that sophomore, Hillsman, made a great throw down and out to Neatfeld. It looked like when the ball was released, it might be wide. Neatfeld came back to it, caught it down around his ankles. Fort Loramie lobbied for a trap. It was a catch, and it's a first and 10. The first play runs for two, and St. Henry sets up shop at its own 37, 7:54 to go in the fourth quarter, 16-8 lead, St. Henry. Here's the quarterback, Hillsman, play action, deep drop, fires up the right side. Again, a St. Henry receiver comes back toward the football. Does he hang on to it? He's on the boundary. It's ruled incomplete. He does not complete it. Intended for Beckman, that too would have been a brilliant play. The passing and receiving by St. Henry, stellar tonight. A number of exceptional plays.
A really good defensive play that time. I just can't see Flormy's numbers to tell you who it was.
Here comes St. Henry to the line of scrimmage on 3rd and 8. Short drop by Hillsman. Long bomb down the right side. Oh, the Fort Loramie defender dragged down the St. Henry receiver. Is it ruled a penalty or no? I think yes.
No, he caught it.
He caught it?
Yes.
Wow.
Laying on the ground.
Well, that just, that's emblematic of the comment I just made 30 seconds ago. The receptions all night long by St. Henry have been out of this world. Whether it's been Whirling throwing or Hillsman throwing, the receivers have been dynamite. The throws have been darn near perfect, where Fort Loramie can't get a hand on the thrown ball. Here's a run around left end. Fort Loramie drags down the ball carrier, Worley, at the 41-yard line of Fort Loramie. 7 minutes to go in this game. 16-8 in favor of St. Henry, with Whirling out injured. He's not at quarterback. Hillsman has QB'd a lot this year for St. Henry. He stepped right in, and he did not miss a step.
He's converted 2 3rd and 9s in this drive now.
Unbelievable. That's when your players off the bench have to step up, and Hillsman has done just that for St. Henry. Remarkable plays by him and his receivers. Second down and 10, no gain on the last play. It's Worley. Fort Loramie's tugging at his jersey. Worley over right tackle. He lunged forward for maybe one, possibly two. Line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 39-yard line. Roger Hoying hung on for dear life. Third down, 8 yards to go for a first down for St. Henry. We're all the way down to 6:08 to go in the fourth quarter. 16-8 lead, St. Henry. Fort Loramie thought it might get the ball on a punt about 4 minutes ago. And St. Henry has worked the clock down 4.5 minutes since. Deep, deep drop. It's a screen. It's blocked well. It's caught at the 42-yard line. St. Henry receiver runs after catch down the right sideline. He's smacked out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Good pass play. DeHaan caught it for St. Henry. Fine run after catch. Good toss by Hillsman. Three straight first downs since entering the game by the new quarterback for St. Henry.
That was easier. That was only 3rd and 8.
And a timeout is called. Converting 2 3rd and 9s, then a 3rd and 8 is St. Henry. 5:44 left. Shaken up player for Fort Loramie. 16-8 St. Henry. St. Henry ball at the Fort Loramie 30 when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
neighborhoods. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor.
That's
we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We return to action. St. Henry to the line of scrimmage. Maxwell Maurer suffered what appears to be a stinger to his shoulder. He is off the field at the moment. St. Henry, a first and 10 at the Fort Laramie 30. Hillsman at quarterback on the field for St. Henry in place of Whirling. 5:33 to go, 16-8 lead in favor of St. Henry. Here is a sprint draw to Worley out of the offensive backfield. It was dealt to him by Hillsman, and Worley got a crack outside left tackle, and he surged all the way down near the 21-yard line. A big gain on first down of 9. St. Henry's offensive line determined, getting the job done. Second down and 1 for St. Henry. 5 minutes to go. A score here would be the knockout punch for Fort Loramie.
Well, I'll tell you, what a drive by St. Henry. They were pinned back. They've had 3 big third down conversions. They lost their starting quarterback. This is the drive of the game.
3 receivers far left. Here's Hillsman in the offensive backfield. Whirly again. He runs up against the back of a lineman. Fort Loramie puts his shoulder into him as well. Forward progress, very close to the 20. Not there, though. Shy of a first down by 2 feet. Third down, less than 1 for St. Henry. All the while, the clock is winding down. St. Henry has motored down the field using better than 6 minutes off the clock against the wind on this drive. It has taken the air out of Fort Loramie. 4:07, 4:06 to go. Snap back to the QB. Hand off. It is Worley up the middle behind the center. He's pushing, forward progress. Shy of the 20. He didn't make it.
Another guy on the other side. I'm not sure where he's marking.
Looks like it's going to be fourth down.
About an inch.
And inches. Did he get to the 20? That was the line to gain. Nope. He's not there. It is inches shy. Fourth down, less than a foot for St. Henry. Play of the game right here. Fort Loramie will have to start using timeouts. 2 receivers left, slot left. Snap back to Hillsman, upcoming. St. Henry rises up, looks to the sideline as the play clock trickles down to 7, 6, 5. St. Henry might utilize a timeout and take the scoreboard clock all the way down to 3:26. It has been nearly a 7-minute drive by St. Henry, and the backup quarterback has gotten first down after first down after first down. Timeout St. Henry, back in a moment. St. Henry up 8, 3:26 to go. Fourth and inches upcoming from the Fort Loramie 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products.
So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Fort Loramie's defense on the field, lined up at the 20. St. Henry's offense yet to return from head coach Brad Luthman on the far side. 3:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Play of the game right here. St. Henry, fourth and inches outside the Fort Loramie 20. St. Henry up 16-8. Snap coming up to Hillsman, the quarterback. Gives to Worley, the ball carrier. Outside right tackle. He bucks into one Fort Loramie Redskin and barrels for a yard. He's got the first down at the 19. A new set of four for St. Henry. Fort Loramie has two timeouts remaining.
Now, they shot the gap that time, and he hit him in the backfield, but he couldn't bring him down, and he did a good job of getting just a yard. That's all he needed.
First and 10, St. Henry. Line of scrimmage, 19 of Fort Loramie. Unbelievable 7.5-minute drive by St. Henry behind backup quarterback Hillsman. Now, he and the starting QB Whirling have both completed about 50 passes on the year. So Hillsman, not new to this position, but both Hillsman and Whirling, what, sophomores, Chuck?
Both sophomores.
Yep. Running play on first and 10, timeout Fort Loramie. The play garnered 2 or 3. It will be second down and 8 for St. Henry. Timeout Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie with 1 remaining, 2:43 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses
to
chairs and recliners.
Well,
Gaffney
no,
has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Here we go. Final 2:43 of this game. Fort Loramie with a timeout left. Second down 8, St. Henry. Inside the 20 of Fort Loramie. St. Henry's Whirling runs over left tackle, or I should say Whirly. He is hit. Has the ball stripped. It's loose. Recovery by Fort Loramie outside the 15-yard line.
Wow.
Fort Loramie has 2:37 left with a timeout. They've got to negotiate better than 80 yards and then get a two-point conversion to tie up this game. A couple of fumbles by St. Henry here in this second half. That was Worley, the tailback, as he was delivered the football by Hillsman. Looked like a pretty good exchange.
Yep.
A hard hit, but Fort Loramie shook it free. Here is Gabe Hart at quarterback. Line of scrimmage is the 16 of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie must navigate 84 yards. Hart takes off and runs. No one open to throw to. And he dances over the 20 to the 21-yard line. He gained 5. It's second down and 5. 2:24 left. Fort Loramie quickly to the line of scrimmage. Hart at QB takes the snap. He's in the pocket. He's got to step up and throw. The pocket collapses. He is trapped. Down he goes behind the line of scrimmage. He lost 2 or 3.
That was Logan Dehan. And boy, I'll tell you what, he came out of the backside and just buried him.
And I think Fort Loramie has utilized
another
timeout, shaken up player for Fort Loramie. 2:06 to go here in the fourth. 16-8, St. Henry lead. It'll be third down for Fort Loramie and 12 or 13 yards to go for a first down. All right, my mistake. Third down and 7 or 8 to go for a first down. The line to gain will be up over the 25 at about the 27-yard line. St. Henry hustling back onto the field. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. I don't think a timeout was taken.
No.
There was a shaken up player. 2 minutes even to go here in the fourth. Third and 7, Fort Loramie. In the pocket is the QB Hart. Lofts one down the near side. The nearest player to the ball is a defensive back for St. Henry, who nearly makes the pick at the 46-yard line. Good coverage by Hayden Beckman. Two men on the intended receiver for Fort Loramie. And Fort Loramie's got its collective backs to the wall. Fourth down, 7 or 8 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 19, a minute 52 to go in the game. Trips to the left for the quarterback, Gabe Hart. Here comes pressure from St. Henry. Hart throws. It's short up the left side of the field. He was hit as he unleashed the football, and St. Henry takes over, and that will do it. A minute 48 remaining here in the fourth. It's St. Henry 16 and Fort Loramie 8.
Wow, that is nothing, and the defense was outstanding.
Yep, St. Henry's defensive pressure all night long has been rock solid. It's been superb. And that was the game plan coming in, a variety of pressures from St. Henry. And more often than not, they've worked. St. Henry with a long 7.5-minute drive, chewing up the bulk of the fourth quarter of this game. And now St. Henry can run out the clock from the 19-yard line. Fort Loramie does have a timeout remaining. Here's the quarterback. Hillsman gives it on the play to Worley. Worley bounces it wide, picks up 4. Second down and 6 for St. Henry. St. Henry will advance on. Likely opponent Ansonia at a site to be determined. Fort Loramie takes a timeout, although we have seen strange things happen in the college and pro game, Chuck, in the final 90 seconds. Screwball fumbles. Scoop and score the other way, that's what it's going to take. Although St. Henry will protect the football and secure it very tightly here in the final 1 minute 37 seconds.
Well, I just got a score update. Anna is pounding the number one team in the division, Williamsburg, 52-28 in the fourth quarter.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I thought they'd win. I thought maybe 42-28,
35-21. Yeah, you thought they were two scores
better.
Two scores.
And I'll take them next week against West Liberty or Tri-Village. They know how to move the football.
Yeah.
Defense, a little suspect at times.
Shaky.
But offensively, Anna is extremely talented. And, what, 4 losses to the MAC powerhouses? Minster, Versailles, Coldwater, Marion Local, 1 to Brookville. High-quality D5 team.
Absolutely.
Those are the 5 setbacks. Strength of schedule. There you go. St. Henry to the line of scrimmage. Game clock at 1:45. 16-8. St. Henry in the lead over Fort Loramie. Under 2 to play in the game. Second down, 7. St. Henry outside the 15. Running play, no gain. Maybe to the line of scrimmage. Worley, outside right tackle. St. Henry milking the clock. 90 seconds left. Play clock at 30. St. Henry will exhaust all of it. Third down and 6 for St. Henry. Fort Loramie's out of timeouts. Fort Loramie can't stop it again. Fort Loramie, I think technically Chuck can get the ball back with what? 25 seconds to go?
Yeah, you got the 40 second. I don't do backwards math very well, but yeah, it's going to be. They're not going to have much time.
We got motion penalty called against St. Henry. That doesn't do St. Henry any favors. It stops the clock with 1:03 to go here in the fourth, and St. Henry leading 16-8. The quarterback-oriented run game of St. Henry here tonight, with a few highly successful forward passes sprinkled in, has been extremely productive. And since the first 7 or 8 minutes of the game, Chuck, St. Henry's had the ball 2/3 of the time.
They have. And, I mean, Loramie ran the ball 31 times for 51 yards.
Mm.
Now, there are probably 5 or 6 sacks that caused that to go backwards, but it's just not very good.
Nope. Third and 11, St. Henry. Tailback Worley gets the call. Butts heads with a Fort Loramie tackler at the 21. So it's going to be fourth down. Play clock is running, 38-37. Scoreboard clock at 51-50. Fort Loramie is going to get it back with well under 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, 28, about 15 seconds.
Yep. St. Henry looking to Brad Luthman, far side of the field.
Break all timeout again.
That would be smart. And St. Henry does have a timeout available to utilize. 16-8, St. Henry in the lead, waning seconds. We're watching the play clock at 7-6. Scoreboard clock is under 20 now. St. Henry will probably take a timeout and a second on the play clock, and St. Henry does. 16.1 to go. One more play for St. Henry. Then Fort Loramie will get the ball after the exchange of possession, and Fort Loramie will have to go 80-plus yards in 10, 12 seconds.
Yeah, well, it could be done, but not very likely.
And then make a two-point conversion.
There you go.
To get the game tied.
There you go. An onside kick, get the ball back.
Reminds me of a few years ago in New Bremen's first state championship year of two, when New Bremen beat Fort Loramie right here, 16-8.
Was that the same year that that was Minster that beat Mechanicsburg in that great game up at Minster that year? That was a great football game.
Yeah, that was a few years prior.
Yep.
But the year I'm thinking of, New Bremen beat Fort Loramie in a real scrap. Fort Loramie made a two-point conversion in that game to cut the deficit from 16-0 to 16-8. But could not get the ball back down into striking range in the final stages of the fourth quarter to attempt to get the game tied. Here we have fourth and 12 for St. Henry. Distance doesn't matter. St. Henry will run it short. Fort Loramie will get the ball with several waning ticks left. And the quarterback, Hillsman, goes back to pass to utilize more time off the clock. He throws into the end zone, far side of the field. It was a forward pass play in the receiver's hands, knocked out. Fort Loramie tight coverage, and a flag was thrown, believe it or not.
Yep.
And it might go against Fort Loramie.
That's going to be pass interference.
Fort Loramie's had two OPIs, at least one DPI,
yep.
Three pass interference penalties in this game tonight.
And an unsportsmanlike contact right there. One of the players said something to the official.
Three interference calls in this game, two offensive on Fort Loramie, one defensive on Fort Loramie, and we're all the way down to 10.2 in this game. Fort Loramie, it may not get the ball back.
Well, they won't. They're going to have the first down.
Right.
It's half the distance to the goal. And then,
right, yeah,
and so they're going to take a knee and the game's over.
St. Henry's got a new set of four, you're right, take a knee, won't even run a second play. It's in the books. St. Henry, a 13 seed, or I should say a 14 seed, beat Riverside last week, a 3 seed, 28-5. St. Henry had won three regular season games, including the last one over Fort Recovery, denying Fort Recovery a two-point conversion in overtime, enabling St. Henry to win by one. Here's the quarterback, Hillsman, down to a knee, and that's it. Hats off to St. Henry, which beats Fort Loramie 16-8. Job well done by St. Henry, ending Fort Loramie's 2023 season with a record of 6-6. This is a young Fort Loramie football team, which will be strong in 2024, that is for sure. Meanwhile, St. Henry is still thinking a lot about 2023 because this is an outstanding five-win football team.
Oh, well, if there's such a thing as a good five-win football team, we watched them.
Yep, they have now won five and are on a three-game win streak. St. Henry was 2-7 at one point and has reeled off three in a row as St. Henry knocks out Fort Loramie here tonight. Final tally, 16-8. We'll return to wrap it up in just a few minutes on scores broadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Chuck, take a moment, highlight our stars of this game. Brought to you by Clancy's St. Henry, a 16-8 winner as the team from the MAC defeats Fort Loramie by 8 points. Fort Loramie made it interesting with an eight-pointer in the second half. Simply couldn't get the ball back in the fourth quarter.
Nope.
That wound up being a 10-and-a-half-minute drive to conclude the game by St. Henry.
It looked like Illinois a few years ago when Ohio State was number one and never got the ball back.
I remember that.
That's exactly what happened. 287 total yards tonight for St. Henry. 121 on the ground, 146 in the air. Loramie, 31 rushes, 51 yards. Now, you take off the sacks, and they probably were over 100 rushing, but 139, 15 to 24, 190 total yards for Loramie. For St. Henry, I'm going to go with Charlie Werling, A, because he had a great game, and B, because the young man got carted off. So I think that's something. And then Jared Neufeld had a terrific game for him also. On the Loramie side, it's a little harder to pick. I think I'm going to go with Gabe Hart and Will Holland.
There you go. Hart and Holland for Fort Loramie, Werling for St. Henry. And he may want to take his receiving core and that entire offensive line out to dinner.
Well, I hope he has the ability to do that. I hope that was not a broken leg or something, but it kind of looked. They put an air cast on, so that's not a good sign.
Yeah, hope he can return. If not, Hillsman,
yeah,
who played about half the snaps during the regular season, is very capable.
Oh, sure.
He engineered that 10 to 11 minute drive to close out the game.
Unbelievable. I mean, they had third and nine. He came in on third and nine and threw a pass.
Yep.
Another third and nine and completed a pass. Third and eight and completed a pass. Yeah, the kid, what was I thinking? Jack Huelsman goes along with Werling as the players of the game for St. Henry.
There you go. Glad I made that additional comment.
I forgot about that kid.
And St. Henry wound up taking the ball about 88 yards in the final 10 to 11 minutes to finish the game out on the Fort Loramie, 5 or 6 yard line?
Yeah, fumbled the ball, and Loramie got it back, ran four plays, gained 2 yards, and then that was it. They took a knee and ended the game.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And so many thanks to Nick Meyer, Jerry Garrett from here in Fort Loramie. Members of the team at Knox Machinery in Franklin. Knox, one of our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Knox is a part of our open and closed billboard. Knox Machinery in Franklin, thank you so much. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update you in the next 48 hours regarding our schedule next week. Some of it will hinge on the outcome of tomorrow's big regional championship volleyball match between Fort Loramie and New Bremen. It starts at 2. We're on the air at 1:30. Anna victorious tonight. Anna Rockets will play at a neutral site next Friday evening. Haven't heard the final score of Tri-Village and West Liberty Salem. Anna would play the winner at a site to be determined. Who knows where that might be, Chuck? Pickwas, Sydney.
Either one of those would be just wonderful.
Yeah. And if Fort Loramie were to win in volleyball tomorrow, we certainly would commit ourselves to a state semifinal volleyball match for Fort Loramie next Friday at 4. Anna would play at night. And
it's going to be tough.
Yeah, we'll do our best to get there. And if we have to, pick it up at the kickoff or in progress. But we don't know where that game will be. And won't know for another 24 hours or so. We got a volleyball match tomorrow. Who knows about that verdict? So our website will be updated in the next couple of days. We will have coverage for you in the way of football for sure next Friday night, featuring Anna. Again, it may not be at kickoff time. We might be a little tardy picking up action in the first quarter, but we'll do our best. So stay with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, and don't forget around the corner, maybe as early as Thanksgiving weekend, high school basketball.
I'm ready.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie Redskins wind up with a 6-6 overall mark. It's a team which has a lot of young players coming back next year, Chuck. Among those who graduate, Will Holland, a bell cow, a workhorse in the offensive backfield, Aiden Boland, a senior. You look down through the roster, not that many. Brock McCumber will be missed. Fine defensive season for Brock, led the club in tackles. Roger Hoying, a senior, Calder Bergman, Grant Peppelman, Jason Siegel on the offensive line, Richard Ordine, Braden Frilling, center offensively, and Damon Bruns, a very good defensive player, a senior. So a handful of seniors, but a wealth of young talent back next year for Fort Laramie.
Yeah, they're going to be good. There's no doubt about it. And this is a perfect coaching point tonight. They'll be able to take this and build on it for next year. And what you do the most is you go, you see how happy they are across the field?
Yep.
Let's not do that again next year.
That's the goal. That's the objective for 2024.
And I don't have a score, but I do have a Tri-Village. It says Tri-Village killed West Liberty.
Yeah, you think that's accurate?
Well, it was from Bryant, so I'm sure it was.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Unbelievable. Tri-Village defeated West Liberty. So St. Henry will get Tri-Village in a sight to be determined. Good for those two teams. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, with Tri-Village coming across, I mean, that could be a Piqua. But they like to put bigger schools at Piqua.
Two upstart clubs, Chuck, taking advantage of the postseason, especially St. Henry.
Yeah,
Tri-Village didn't figure to get to round three. Let's give a lot of credit to Tri-Village. Credit to St. Henry tonight. Great game plan, executed well, defeating Fort Laramie, which simply did not get the football enough to win this game.
No, well, they had a chance to put the game away in the first quarter. They didn't, and that was their downfall for the whole game.
So St. Henry advances. St. Henry now 5-7 on the year. Fort Laramie closes out 6-6. Stay in touch with our website, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Volleyball tomorrow on the air, 1:30 from Northmont, Regional Championship Division 4, Fort Laramie versus New Bremen. For our online listeners, we had a slew of them tonight. I saw a text from Christian Netcast, we were well in excess of 2,500 listeners early in the fourth quarter of this game.
Wish we could have got you one for Fort Laramie, but they had a terrific year.
Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Laramie. Final score once again, St. Henry 16, Fort Laramie 8.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.